Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to our Zora call. So today is March the 12th, 2022, and we are going to have a three-hour call for everyone today. So it'll be fast and furious and fun and informative and inspirational. So with that, I think I'm going to go ahead and let's bring Zoraya in so she can say hi again to everyone. Here we go. Hello, Zoraya.
Hello, everyone. I hope everyone's having a wonderful time.
Okay. So before you begin to speak, Zoraya, since you're live with me, I just wanted to let everyone know, and I'd like to say I'm very, very grateful for all of you who've been able to continue the work, continue the increased vibrational frequencies that we all are to help to elevate our world and humanity in spite of everything that appears to be happening here in our existence. So again, thanks for everyone's love and support and patience through these past 3 weeks, well, especially since I was gone due to family affairs, many of you already know. And once again, thank you. So with that being said, go ahead, Zoraya. Let's go ahead and get started with our show.
Okie dokie. Well, what I'd like to, what my father would like me to do is tell people about the constitution of marriage and exactly what does that really mean. And, of course, it's going to shock a lot of people, but exactly what it is. Here goes, as given by my father. The constitution of marriage dates way back to Africa, all the way back into Africa. What?
Just real quick, it's the institution of marriage, right? Of course,
yes.
It becomes a constitution when you're married, but it's the institution
right.
of marriage.
Okay, the institution of marriage.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. That's fine. Thank you for correcting me. I appreciate that. Anyway.
All right.
But yeah, it's a commitment once you get married, you know, you create a constitution between the two of you. However, that being said, back during early times, the tribes in Africa, they would put rings in the noses of their slaves, and that was a sign of ownership, and that hasn't changed. When you don a ring, no matter how pretty it is, you are submitting to slavery. You are becoming a slave to your mate in reality. And so I know that's shocking for a lot of people, but it's true. The ring is a sign of slavery, ownership. And no one owns anyone, okay? And that's just the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to own anyone, whether it's your mate or whether it's your whatever. No one owns anyone. And that's the way it's supposed to be. But, of course, it was instituted or constituted or whatever you want to call it. Way back when they brought the dark race over to America, and it also was now contrary to that, the Native Americans, when they marry, they do it the right way, and it's simply an agreement between the couple to live with each other, or be with one another, until as long as they both shall love, not live, love, Now, in the Indian culture, they, when they have a marriage ceremony, they simply take an ear of corn and also of grain, and they place it between the hands of the couple, and then they wrap their hands together with a cloth, and ceremonial cloth. And once they do that, they're married. And of course, the chief says, "And you shall be together as long as you both shall love one another." When they want to separate, they simply go through the ceremony again, but they unwrap the wrapping. They take out the grain. They take out the ear of corn, and they're divorced. That's the proper divorce ceremony for humankind. But they construed that through the ages and down through the years and you know, decades, that you have to have divorce papers and all this other garbage. And it's not that way in reality. So that's the institution of marriage and what it really means. When you put a ring upon your mate, you are accepting ownership of each other. So, and it's the same. It's just a more polite way of saying that you're a slave to your mate. But that's the real institution of marriage. I know that shocked a lot of people. And I know a lot of couples are probably looking at each other kind of strangely now, but that's the way it is. The concept of the ring is just been adapted to a more attractive ceremony because of the ring and the dress and all this, but. Do it the way the Indians do it. They basically come together with the chief, or what you want to say, minister or whatever, and they take an ear of corn, they take a sliver of grain, and they join the hands together and they wrap it with a ceremonial cloth, and that's marriage. And so, think about that, people. When you get married, you are owning your mate. That's it.
Zaria,
yes?
Two questions for you. So
of course.
Even before then, I mean, what happened in the days of medieval times, you know, in Europe? I mean,
yes.
Weren't they exchanging rings then?
Yeah, but again, it's still a sign of ownership. Even back then, they had slaves.
Correct. They did. Okay.
So,
all right. Of each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
So of each other.
All right.
You had the kings and queens, you had the nobles, and then you had the dukes and duchesses. But they had slaves too. Of the lower class people. Of the lower class people, so it's been that way for way back. However, now people really realize that the institution of marriage is a ceremony of slavery.
So put it plain and simple. So was that instituted by the Anunnaki to start with?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Okay. All right. So now let's take a look and see, what is the institution of marriage in Hollow Earth or Inner Earth?
Well, in Hollow Earth or Inner Earth, they don't exchange rings. They're the ones that taught the Indians how to come together as a couple. So the no rings are exchanged. You simply come into an agreement with your mate that you will be with them as long as you both shall love one another. And of course, that is an eternal thing, because in Hollow Earth, there is no divorce, as you would understand it to be. And so there is no divorce at all, and because they continually love one another, no matter what life brings them. They still love one another, and they still stay together. So there is no divorce at all.
Because there's no difference.
There is no differences.
They don't create differences between them. There's always a bond.
That's right.
It's a
harmonious bond. Once a couple comes together, like when my mother and my father came together, they committed to one another eternally. And they are, and they've been together for a long time. I will not start throwing out numbers, because it's ridiculous as to the amount of time they've been together. But still, the world in Hollow Earth, the world is in complete and absolute harmony, and of course, they're in harmony with everything and everyone around them. They're in harmony with Mother Nature. They're in harmony with each other. They're in harmony with people who come to visit from other star systems. They're in perfect harmony with them, and there's no disagreement, no separation of any kind, and they're all one, and they know it.
And that's
the beauty of it right there. Once people
beautiful.
On the surface get the point across to them in their heart minds that they are one with their brother and sister. In other words, everyone out there, you are one with Putin. I know that kind of shocked a lot of people. You're one with Putin. You're one with Kim Jong-un. You're one with all the races of the earth. You are one. There's no separation between you at all, except the one separations that you place upon yourself, which you do that out of stupidity and ignorance. But that's just the way it is. So as long as you know, now you know the reality of marriage, you know the institution of marriage and what it really means. But I'm not putting down marriage. That's fine. I mean, it's a beautiful ceremony. But still, now you know what the true meaning of it is. And you can, go act accordingly with what you now know.
Yeah.
So from
what you're saying, Zaria, just so I have a clarity on that, living in this particular existence of 3D, and even though we're all should be at 5D level, that when there are circumstances that bring people, that separate people, then you just, and it's no longer the love there, then people should easily be able to part ways
without going to the courts, without having to go through the paperwork and all of that stuff.
But that's still required, obviously, in the 3D world, it's required.
But in reality, there really is no divorce where everyone takes half of what they have accumulated. Whatever people accumulate in their own right, they should be able to keep. And likewise with the mate, the mates of today, of course, they both work, they both have careers. So when they separate, they shouldn't be delving into their mate's livelihood to make themselves, you know, more wealthier, and mm-hmm. and put the mate into a desolate state. No, that's not right. That's just not right.
No.
And so it should be done the way that Indians do it. They do a ceremony. They you take your ring off, and that's the end of it. You take your ring off. You're no longer married.
Very good. Okay, very good.
Don't go through divorce court or any of that other garbage, because that's just another way to rob you of your livelihood.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that, Zaria. I do have schedule, as always,
even though it's
a three-hour call. So, and we'll be talking to you again, I know, before the end of our call today. So let's just kind of take it up another level. So what I'd like to be able to share with everyone today is, I've read and listened to some of the recordings of Michael. And Michael Love is his name. And for all of you that are interested in listening and you haven't done so, his work is really very beautiful. And it really speaks to our times. So you could go to HTTPS, and you could go to, I think it's ANDARE Enterprise.com, and for this particular project, for this Ascension blog, it's https://5deearthproject.com. Okay, so here's the message that I wanted to be able to share with you. It's called Pleiadian Light Forces, Earth Blasted by Cosmic Waves. And the reason I want to bring this forth is because it is happening. I know I feel it. Many of you also feel the high frequency and energy that is coming forth. So this is what he says. Grace One, we know you are feeling and taking notice of it. Incredible high frequency energy is streaming into Earth at this hour, and there is no sign of letting up. The Earth Alliance reports that a powerful series of cosmic waves coming from the galactic core began impacting Earth's surface several hours ago, and some of these light beams are pegging out at 40 hertz, the beginning of the fifth dimension. Now, I know, and this was on March 8th, and Zara will tell you later, and everybody should already know that Earth already is in full fifth dimension. So going on, he says, if you remember the Schumann resonance fired up like wild in 2012 as the glorious light of the central sun began shining on Earth again after 26,000 years. Gamma light waves are what's coming through, resonating at 40 to 100 hertz, started impacting the Earth all the way up to the end of Earth year 2021. And guess what? It just all stopped. From the end of 2021 up to this past week, there have been historical levels, and I don't want to activity, but most of no Earth, no 40 hertz, fifth dimensional cosmic waves being imprinted on the Schumann graph. Interesting. New Earth Alliance intel indicates why this has been occurring, and we will discuss this in detail in our upcoming Pleiadian Light Forces transmission. Tell you right now is the Forces of Light just completed a successful major breakthrough operation causing high levels of 5D super light to flow into Earth's atmosphere. Now, I just want to let everybody know, you know, for all of us that really can feel energy, you will have noticed it in very subtle ways. So for the first time in several months, very strong impulses of 5D, 40 hertz light started showing up on the Earth's Schumann resonance graph again yesterday. That would have been the 7th. Earth Alliance intel shows these energy waves are not coming from Earth's sun. The vibration of the light is much higher and originates from the galactic core, the central sun. We'll have more verifications from Zora later. This incoming of 5D gamma level light is the most powerful force known to activating dormant DNA strands and for creating higher levels of conscious awareness. What else does this energy do for you? It causes your manifestations to happen with much more power and speed. And I can attest to that. I'll give you my example later. Many starseeds around the world are reporting major energetic breakthroughs since this new stream of energy started flowing in, and we can tell you there is nothing but clear skies ahead for miles. So ascension symptom reports are elevated among starseeds all around the world this evening, and that was on the 8th. We've noticed, sir, some of these reports are more positive than usual, which is very true. One super starseed said, I'm manifesting like wild out of nowhere. Everything seems so easy and magical right now. Some of you also probably have already felt that already. The Pleiadians say, now is a perfect moment to make and desires to the universal field of all that is. By universal law, your desires and dreams shall be made manifest in your world. Therefore, we can and intend and manifest great peace and great health and abundance now, and it will be done. This is the goal, and this is the mission. Let us know how you are doing in your grand spiritual journey and tell us what ascension symptoms you are experiencing. And that's basically it. Divine blessings and much love. So I'm going to just kind of tell you a couple of just really, and I've been feeling this now for not probably before the 7th, although it's been stronger and stronger for me personally. So I feel like my intuition is like more and more on target, whether or not it's about people that I'm concerned about. And I've had Zora kind of confirm that. So trust your intuition more and more, and you'll find that it is really head-on right. So instead of your left brain, it's your right brain now that and your remember, the left brain is really all about what you see, and it's all about what it can record. The right brain is your intuitive brain, and your artistic and higher, when you blend that together, you have a better understanding of what is really, really happening in our world. So my example are probably a couple of things. So the other day I had to go to DMV to get a new license, right? So I went in there, and I'm sitting and waiting, right? And particular individual in terms of, I think I'd like to be able to go to this particular person, and prior to that, I just kept going back to this particular individual as far as what I needed to get done. And guess what? At the end of waiting in at DMV for an hour or more, all of a sudden, it took me to him to get my DMV work completed. And I mean, that was, is it happenstance? I really think that there was a lot already in movement for me to be there energetically. So that was one. The other one was in flight going to Chicago, probably for the last time, you know, for this to complete everything that I needed to do. So I had kind of always, every time I'm on, you know, a plane, I'm always asking to see Zora's ship. And we've done this. We did this years ago for some of you that have been with us for a long time. Many of you had already seen Zora's ship. And so my intention was to be able to see ships. And out of the clear blue, you know, as we're descending, out of the clear blue, I see this orange orb. And I already knew that that was Zora's ship because I'd seen that before. And then I looked at New Jerusalem. And they were like at the same, you know, so they kind of, it was like it was in movement along with this plane. And then I said, okay, I always see all kinds of things out in the out there in the horizon, not in the horizon, in the skies. And I said, well, if you're really a ship, you know, go ahead and blink me. So, as soon as I said that to myself, right, because I might even don't talk out loud, it did that. It did that once. It waited a few seconds again, like 15 seconds. It blinked again. And I said, thank you. So I could not believe it, you know. So I had to share that with Zareya. And Zareya said, well, when I finally got down, I said, I think that was a bad ship. He says, yes, that was meant. And I said, oh, thank you. Wow. So that was a couple of things. But the other thing, too, is along this, you know, these past few days, I wanted everything to go very, very smoothly with my family, because there have always been some conflict and little disagreements and everything, and I asked for that to go very smoothly, and it went very, very smoothly, more than I could have probably imagined in terms of the connection and people letting go of, you know, anger and irritations at all. So it was very, very fluid. So those are just my examples. I know some of you already have your own examples. So, Zareya, did you want to say anything about your dad's show?
What?
Do you want to say, or you want to wait until later on for your dad to come through?
No. I always have my dad come through. Yeah.
For that, okay, later. All right. So enjoy and be aware of the high frequencies of love and of light that's streaming through to help us to evolve our planet and humanity to that great peace and joy of full fifth dimensional spirit and awareness and consciousness. Okay, so our next speaker, of course, is our beloved Dr. Tom. I know he's probably in the wing, so I'll go ahead and bring him through. Again, I want to say thank you again to Bonnie, you know who you are, for sending us some of the information that she has, and I kind of begin to pick and choose the ones that I'm familiar with to bring to you, so that information was coming through to her, from her to me, to us. All right, so next in line now is we're going to go ahead and bring Dr. Tom, and I will tell you that things have been really silent out there. Lots of things that are happening, but in terms of RV, we already know that it's moving very well. And let's go ahead and bring Dr. Tom with his updates, etc. Okay. All right, Dr. Tom, we'll be calling you in now. So let's go ahead and get this done. Okay. Here we go. I hope I have the right number.
Bob's Bar and Grill. Can I help you?
Not today. Thank you, Dr. Tom. Well, we would love to be able to hear from you.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to see if you were awake today.
Yeah.
I'm doing fantastic. Yes. Are we ready for a good message? So
we
I kind of just didn't want to give some intel, but I wanted to know, display really what's going on and what's the holdup. Okay, so we have to do a little history lesson here, okay, briefly, and then I'll get into what the update is, because the update's kind of short, but we need to know why. Okay, so what's my time limit here, Jane? Because we want to make sure I don't talk too long, but what is about 15 minutes? Jane?
10 to 15 minutes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we know that we have good versus evil, and we must know the good and the evil. We must know light, we must know dark, and we must know our enemy. And that equals knowledge. And then once we have the knowledge of who all the players are, because what's been going on this planet for thousands of years has been this mock of the beast. These corrupted souls have been harvesting humanity forever. They've they've kept us from creating. We are God and goddesses. We can create anything. We have the capacity to receive unlimited prana or chi or life force. And these dark forces have been harvesting that life force from us. These are satanic people. And I think, like you said, that the new rays are coming in, the 5D is coming in to the planet. And it's helping us, but we need to know what's been going on. So if you look back in history, in one area, the Kazakhstan mafia have been they've been enslaving the planet. They've, you know, like with Russia right now, I'll get into that. And this is what's holding up the global reset. You know, the mafia, they've done horrible things. They've murdered 80 to 100 million Russians over time. They forced the Jews out of Europe. They've helped finance world wars to spread bioweapons. They've created AIDS to depopulate Africa. So these people, on one hand, they've been trying to kill the world. The World Economic Forum, Pfizer, they're all being hunted down. Okay, so Russia, Putin, has gone into Ukraine to take out the bioweapons, all right, and the banking system. They got servers, they got the Rothschild banks, and so we can move on. They've depopulated the world, and so they knew they couldn't do it with wars. So their next effort was to do it with disease, vaccines, starving the world, and these bioweapons. And then the media has been in control of the world, and we have to silence those. So hopefully the militaries will go in to the medias, take them down, the Silicon Valleys. So basically it's the Space Force, U.S. Army that are in charge. And other countries together are masking together to get together and take out these corrupt souls. They've used this control with masks, vaccines, control, everything. You know, it started during, basically really strong during the Civil War. And then 1873, they took over, they developed the corporation for the U.S. And then 1913, they developed the Federal Reserve. The finance wars and everything like that. They've gone into countries like Venezuela and taken control. And all the leaders of the world have been put in there by corrupt, satanic cult that has been running the world. And that's what the white hats, the good guys, have had to do over the last 30, 40 years, is take these corrupted souls out so we can now go into Nasara and Jasara. So the West is winning. The mafia is being taken out right now out of Ukraine. Special forces are going in. And so the elders, so here we are. We know we have this corrupt beast that has been destroying every bits of human. But now the shift has changed. We've won the war, and now we're in the best time ever on this planet. The Asian elders weren't going to release, they're funding this global reset. They weren't going to release this global reset until it was safe, until all the bad guys were rounded up and all the banking system from the QFS, which is now called the SIPs, and they wanted everything safe before they could release the money to humanity because they didn't want to refinance evil. So the settlements are going on right now. All the money has been transferred to the designated areas of the pain masters. They're just waiting for release. But until Russia, Putin, cleans up Ukraine, we will not have an RV until then. Can it happen any minute? Yes, it can. But we have to make sure that this is done so the elders give a go, that everything is safe and evil has been taken off the planet, okay? I think the timing has always been known this, but you see, had they released these funds years ago, it would have not worked. But we're in a good place. So it seems like the operation in Ukraine was going to take 6 to 7 weeks. And we're probably a little bit more than halfway through. So I think we're getting close. And everything is good. Everything is valid. And we just have to make sure that now, you know, everyone takes care of their own energies and takes care of their health. You have to raise your frequencies, okay? And you have to do a lot of cleaning out because there's been so much negative energy that's been implanted on our hard drives. And we have to learn how to clean our hard drives and create our new selves, our new beings. So everything's good. So that's the update. Everything is ready to go. So we might have a couple more weeks. But then we can see it next week.
Okay.
We don't know. But just be patient.
Okay.
Everything, and from my other sources, is that by June, everything will be disclosed, from the media to the vaccines to the child trafficking, should be released then in June. But hopefully the RV will be before that. So, okay?
Good idea. Let's have that RV now.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, enjoy your day. Are you planning on, what are your plans for, you know, getting outdoors today?
Oh, definitely going for a nice long bike ride.
Yay. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
In spirit.
Yes.
We'll go with him in spirit. All right, Dr. Tom, okay. We really value all of your information and your positive attitude towards all of this. So thank you so much for being here with us.
And I do have one last comment is make sure, this was given me today, is make sure you ask the universe that first and foremost you remember that we are a soul in a physical body, okay?
You bet.
So once we realize that, then we're all good, okay?
Okay. Very
all
good.
Right. You guys
thank
have
you,
a great
Dr.
day.
Tom.
We'll talk to you soon.
You bet.
All right. Bye-bye.
You bet. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Tom. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So that was wonderful. Okay. So let's go ahead and put him on mute now. All right. So our next call is going to be coming from Dr. Jerry. And we do have a little bit of time, like about about 20 minutes. So, Zaria, I'm going to bring Zaria through right now. Okay, so we have 20 minutes. I was just wondering if your dad could come through for 20 minutes before we bring Dr. Jerry in.
What about Michael and Mark?
They'll be coming in near the end of our call for today. So for all of you that have questions regarding the IMC and anything else that's new for updates with Mark and Michael, we want to let everyone know, first of all, that, and he will let us all know, that he's been very, very busy, you know, with taking care of us through all of the work behind the scenes. So we know all about behind the scenes stuff. So he'll explain that a little bit more in detail. And know that everything is going well. Okay, so if we can, I have a few questions for your father.
Okay.
Thank you.
Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this wondrous, glorious, and loving day?
Well, I know that everyone is very excited and happy that you are here with us, Zora. So thank you. On behalf of all of them and myself. So three questions. You know, we only have like about 20 minutes. So the first thing I'd like to ask is regarding people's intuition that is becoming stronger and stronger. Tell us more about the energy and the frequencies that are coming through. And I've already told everyone about the, you know, the gamma rays or the gamma light that's showing through that is helping with people's DNA becoming more in and more evolved.
Indeed. Understand, beloved gods and goddesses, that the energy is not coming from your sun. Understand that your sun, Helios, happens to be a planet. It is not a star. It is a planet.
Right.
If you look at the sun toward the evening time with dark glasses, you will be able to see through the what you call the outer layer, and you will be able to see the surface of the sun. The surface of the sun consists of rivers, mountains, streams, forests, and things of that nature. Understand the hologram of fire is just that. It is a hologram. There is no such thing as a ejection or solar flares causing havoc on the earth. Those the havoc on the earth is being caused by your governments, not by the sun. Understand also, the sun does not cause skin cancer. That is caused by the poisons that are being shot up into your atmosphere. Understand the sun is cold fusion. It is not radioactive. It is a cold fusion, light. It is light, just like your Bible has told you that God created two lights, one to rule the day and one to rule the night, not balls of fire. He said light, and that's exactly what they are. They are lights to rule the day, which is Helios, the sun. And then you also have the moon at night. Now understand that the sun is a planet. It is not a star. Get that straight in your understanding. The sun is not a star. The sun is a planet. And it's giving off light, which you call life-giving light, onto the earth and other planets. But it is not a danger to you in any way, shape, or form. The energy is coming into you, onto you, onto your planet, is coming from the central sun of the universe. So it's finally reached the earth and is now beginning to intensify and also bring more understanding and more power to the people who are receiving it. Ones who are sensitive to energy will understand what I'm saying, that you're already feeling the energy that is coming upon the planet. So people have, a few people have said to us, that they have looked through the sun, beyond the surface, beyond the image, the holographic image of fire, and they've actually been able to see the surface of the sun, and the rivers and the streams and the mountains. So, yes, there is definitely a planet underneath all of that illusion, known as solar flares and ejection and things of that, all of that, which is it's a hologram that was placed there by the people of the sun. So you don't go there because your vibration is not high enough. Your dimension is too low to be able to be in their presence.
Okay. Hey, Zora.
Yes.
I still have two more questions, but talking about the high frequency and the light that's coming through, what can people expect?
You can expect higher vibration of yourself, higher frequency of yourself, you'll begin to see the world more as it really is rather than the hologram. You will be able to see the, be able to experience what it feels like to be in fifth dimension. And, and you will begin to feel this. And many people have already begun to feel it. So it is a blessing for you, an outer blessing, but it is still a blessing for you.
And that will continue and become stronger as we move
forward.
Yes,
it will.
Okay, and
it will indeed.
How will that how is this also impacting the evil ones?
They understand the evil, the evil ones you speak of.
Evil energy.
Yes, understand the evil energies are panicking because they know that their time is near, that the end of their time is near. Once the light has fully engulfed planet Earth, there will be no place for them to hide. And therefore, they are very much in fear that their time of dominance, their time of influencing other peoples is near the end of their reign, and they are in great fear. And and of course, it is the stronger that the light comes onto the planet, the more that is going to be revealed, more governmental secrets that have been secrets are going to be exposed to the light. And understand that even in what you call the reptilians on the earth have been given the opportunity to come to the light. If they refuse, they will be absorbed into the light. And those that choose to come into the light willingly will be welcomed with open arms, and yes, and they will be able to interact with the with the ongoing ascension of the people of planet Earth.
Okay.
Understand.
Another question.
Go ahead.
Well, I know I'm looking at the time here, so I just wanted to say a couple of things. Is in regards to Ukraine and Russia. Could you tell us what the intervention is, what has been happening within those two countries? One of the things I would like to say, you know, when we go back in time, we already have understood that 9/11 was initiated and by our own government. It wasn't from Middle East. And World War II was actually started by us as well. So tell us a little bit about where we are in this particular so-called war between Russia and Ukraine. Was the United States actually, did they really behind the scenes started all of this war, so to speak?
Understand that the majority of the wars were what you call perpetrated by the financial giants in America to institute the wars, and much finance was given from the United States to Hitler. And the same thing here. Understand also that the Ukraine is under the direct protection of the Galactic Federation. There is a vessel that is cloaked, that is stationed above the country of the Ukraine, which is totally covering the entire circumference of the Ukraine. The ship is quite vast, and it is cloaked. And they will be protecting the Ukraine peoples and against any possible nuclear attack from Russia.
Okay.
I will also tell you that there shall never be a nuclear war because it cannot and will not be allowed. Understand that the Galactic Federation are under what you call the premise of non-interference as far as free will. However, when it comes to annihilation of or decimation of the surface of the world, that's a whole different thing. And we have taken steps already globally to prevent any possibility of any nuclear exchange of weaponry. We have literally disarmed all the nations, meaning this, that in the case of America, the Yucca Valley in California, which was a munitions depot, has been totally and completely stripped of their nuclear arsenal. It is gone, simply gone. And when they went in to do what is termed the inventory, they discovered there was no inventory to inventory. And it's been the same in other countries, in China, in Russia. Just recently, Putin was high nuclear readiness, and went in to do what is termed as take inventory and discovered there was no inventory to be had. So understand, we are not sitting back doing nothing. We are and will continue to disarm the nuclear capabilities of all of your countries, because it cannot be and will not be allowed, and not interfere with free will. We are simply removing the threat of nuclear annihilation so it cannot happen. It cannot happen because, understand, in Hollow Earth, we have a wonderful world in Hollow Earth, and we do not want it decimated by fallout. So, and if you were to have a nuclear war, eventually the fallout would find its way into Hollow Earth, and that cannot and will not be allowed. So therefore, we have removed the threat.
All right. So when do you see resolution between Russia and Ukraine and just all of this, destruction and, people dying and being hurt by this? When do you see resolution for this, Zora?
Understand, people are not dying. They are ascending.
Right.
No one dies.
You got me, Zora.
No one dies. Everyone ascends in one of two ways. You ascend with your body or you ascend without it.
Yeah.
But
well,
no one
I
dies. Get that.
Yeah. I mean,
that word death and dying out of your vocabulary because it does not exist.
How about this? Elimination of the bodies is all I want to say. Elimination. And so that therefore they do ascend. So when is that going to be resolved? Do you see that coming like soon?
Well, there's still many who have taken what you call the vaccines in regards to the so-called COVID-19 epidemic, and they are blindly following the governments and the CDC and all of this to think that they are out of danger once they take the vaccine. They are in more danger if they take the vaccine because it gives them the virus, and also it is also robbing them of their future. Understand that the vaccines that are given to people causes the male population to become sterile and causes the mothers wanting to have children to not be able to have children. They become right. infertile. And so understand
There's...
that many are ascending because of this. And of course, and then you have what you call the third jab that they have been talking about, which is accelerating the ascension even more. So understand that many people are ascending rapidly.
Okay.
And
there are more.
There have been many Native American tribes who have suffered greatly under the forced, what you call jabs or inoculations or vaccinations. Many of them have in Arizona. There is one village that is completely vacant because they all ascended.
They were paid.
And they were paid $1,000 per shot. And that town that they were in is a ghost town now.
So do you think there are there millions still that will be ascending?
Yes, there are. Many millions will be ascending due to the stupidity and ignorance of the governments just following protocols and things of this nature, doing what the CDC told them to do. And even the one who instituted it has left the earth.
Oh, who are we talking about, Zora?
Pfizer.
Pfizer, the head of it is gone?
He is gone.
Wow. Well, I would have thought he would have gone with another evil energy.
He died of the COVID virus 3 days ago.
Okay. All right. We only have
ascended
2 minutes
3 days
left.
Ago.
Wow. All right. Well, I'll leave the other question that I have for later on for you. All right. So, So change gears, Zora. We would love to continue more discussions with you. We also know that we have some people that have some questions for you as well. So let's go ahead now, everyone, and prepare yourself because we have Dr. Jerry that I'm going to be calling on to reveal something that is a surprise for all of us. So it's something new for us as well. And then probably in the next couple of weeks, Zoraya has something else also in terms of surprise to inform you of. So with that being said, let me go ahead and bring Dr. Jerry through. All right.
I will put myself on mute.
And you can come in at any time, Zora. So if you have anything you'd like to say regarding his surprise. Okay, here we go, everyone. All right. Oh, one more thing. I just wanted to let everybody know that for next week, most probably, we still need to give him a call, is that probably we'll have a show with both Zora as well as with, I know lots of you have enjoyed his call, so we shall go ahead and do that as well. All right, so busy times are ahead. And marvelous times are coming up for us. Okay, so Dr. Jerry is next. Always be prepared for surprises that come your way. All right, here we go. Try that again. Let me see if I've got, hold on a second. I think I did that one wrong. Let's try. Okay, here we go now. I think we got this now. Let's try that all over again. It's going.
You have reached
619-602-5909. Leave your name and phone number, and I'll call you back as soon as possible.
All right, Dr. Jerry, I know you're probably on the phone. So let's go ahead, and we're going to try you one more time. It is your time. Okay, here we go.
Hello, Jane.
Hey. Hi there, Dr. Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. Thank you so much for being here on our call today. So I already told everyone that you have a surprise for all of us. But first, just tell us a little bit about how you're doing and all in the midst of everything else. How do you handle that?
Oh, I'm doing great.
On a spiritual level, how are you handling that?
You know, life has been extremely busy, and so on a spiritual level, it's real important for me to get up early enough that I can sit for a time, you know, and actually be inside, you know, and not in an undisturbed way, and then attempt to carry that into the day, you know, so everything I'm doing is coming from that place where I'm connected to that source, because it's so easy for the world to pull you away from that. And especially when you get busy and there's a lot of demands upon you. But as long as you connect to that at that time early in the morning, and a lot of the meditation is centered around, you know, like the energy, the deep energy inside and the breathing. So even the thought, when I'm in the midst of something extremely busy, I just think about being in that place. And I connect with that inhale and exhale, and I feel that energy inside. It saves me. It keeps me from being pulled out into myriad distraction, you know, directions. So it keeps me centered,
beautiful.
In other words. Yeah.
Beautiful. Have you
Absolutely.
Been feeling
Thanks
a lot
that.
Of the – have and have you been feeling the difference in the energies that are coming forth? The higher frequencies of gamma rays.
There's definitely some intense energies. Definitely have to keep on top of it. And that's why it's so important for me to in every moment that I think about it, and I'm thinking about it right now, to stay in that center, because that energy can take you in a lot of different directions, and you want to use that energy to elevate yourself spiritually and get closer to that source. Yep.
You bet. Yeah, so meditation, being in stillness, you know, whether you're out there riding a bike or sitting at the top of the mountain or whatever you do, in that period of time, you can connect more easily now to who you truly are as a god or a goddess, and be in that state of oneness, in that state of peace, and of it's just a beautiful, beautiful place, and then bring that with you, you know, into whatever you're doing and tasks, et cetera, et cetera. So thank you so much for that. Thank you for your feedback on that, Dr. Jerry.
Absolutely.
But we know that you've got lots of important things and good things, very good things that you'd like to be able to share with all of us. So take it away.
Oh, absolutely. And just to build on that a little bit, just like in the scriptures, Jesus said, lay your treasures in heaven rather than upon this earth. And really what I reflect on that is you lay your treasures in that center space, in that part of you that is connected with the spirit that is behind all of this, rather than the manifestation. So the miracle is inside, and I'll build off of that with what I found here. And in medicine, we've always attempted to help bring the body into homeostasis. And in mainstream medicine, it involves, everything that let's say you get a physical exam, and it includes the blood test, it includes all the other parameters, whether it's the palpation or listening or the EKG or the EEG or the EMG or all of these tests that are done, x-rays and MRIs and all of these things that are conducted or to attempt to find and figure out where your body is out of balance, and to help then use modalities to bring it back into balance. And in Chinese medicine, that balance is around the five elements: earth, water, air, fire, ether. You've got yin and yang and all of those. You've got yin energy, yang energy. You've got hot and cold. You've got damp and wet. You've got all of these things you're balancing. And when the body's in perfect balance, all of those elements are balanced. The organs are balanced. And that's the ideal. In Ayurvedic medicine, it's vata, pitta, kapha. It's the three doshas. And we all, when we get out of balance, we get disturbed energies. You might have too much kapha and not enough pitta, and too much of one dosha, and it's pulling off of another dosha, so it leads to various sicknesses and diseases. The point is, all medicine that I'm aware of is about helping the body achieve a level of balance. But one of the main drivers of that balance, the main driver actually, the driver, is something that's endogenous, something that we create in our own bodies. It's like we've attempted to chase after these great things that are outside of us to help us live longer, stronger, better lives. And a little bit of that is the delusion. It's like the scriptures even teach us to seek inside, because we're seeking out in the world. It's like Ponce de Leon seeking for the fountain of youth outside, but the fountain of youth is, the reality is, it's inside. It's just that's the paradox. And the thing that we have known in medicine that's inside was the particular molecule. It's the most studied molecule in all of microbiology. And currently there's 166,000, and as of yesterday, 709, 166,709, almost 167,000 published studies on this one molecule for a good reason. It has hundreds of functions inside our body, but it actually partakes in tens of thousands of other biochemical reactions constantly. Our hemoglobin cannot carry oxygen without it. It reduces hemoglobin to what's called a positive 2 in chemistry, so it can pick up the oxygen. Our T cells and B cells would die without it, so we would have no immunity. Liver function would cease to exist without it. Our nerves would cease to be able to fire. Our brain would cease to work. We would last not even 2 minutes if not for this molecule. And that molecule is glutathione. Many of your listeners will reflect that they've heard of glutathione. I first heard of it back in school, and I've been out of school for 42 years, and it was listed as an endogenous antioxidant that our body produces. And it's the most powerful by tens of thousands of times of any antioxidant known. And far more powerful than catalase or superoxide dismutase, which are also endogenous antioxidants, hundreds of thousands of times more effective than vitamin E or vitamin C as antioxidants. It can infinitely recharge itself, because an antioxidant, actually, what it does is these oxidative things come into our body that we encounter them thousands of times per day from various pollutants, and even things our body can produce sometimes can be an oxidative kinds of things that starts to attack our cells. And what it does is it steals an electron. It's after our cells to begin to break down our cells. So what the glutathione does is it lends that electron to that oxidative substance and neutralizes it. Well, glutathione can recharge itself unlimited amounts of time. Scientists aren't sure exactly how many times it can restore itself, somewhere between 30 to 300,000 times. They don't know. But it's a very versatile, amazing molecule. But the paradox of it is, the most we'll ever have is when we're 20 years old. And there are things that deplete it, just like those oxidative agents that come in and it deals and neutralizes with them. And as our environment becomes more and more toxic, as there's the way of the world is stress often. We talked about that as we kicked off the call. And practically no one's immune to stress. Even in my best days, when I tap into the meditation and I carry it with me throughout the day, there's times where you work too hard, or you're doing something and you have too many things on your hands, and So there's moments that are stressful. Stress will deplete it. Negative emotions deplete it. Fear, anger, the kinds of things, if you're watching the news, it's likely you're depleting glutathione really rapidly because your anger and fear are the big ones that cause it to deplete. Not getting enough sleep causes it to deplete. And so on average, we lose the ability. It's kind of one of those things that it's a catch-22. As we encounter all of these things that deplete it, now because it's depleted, the cells have less ability to create it. It's kind of that catch-22. So we, on average, per decade, you lose 10 to 15% of the glutathione levels that you need. And now as they test even 11-year-old children, they're testing that they're actually low in glutathione because of probably just what's happening in the world today. So generally, you pretty much can figure almost everyone is deficient in it. And what is the result of that is you don't have this protective agent. It not only protects you against antioxidants and not only protects your immune system, your liver function is completely dependent upon it. When glutathione levels dip, liver function dips. When glutathione levels dip, as they do continually as we get older, your immune system dips and is less able to modulate itself. The ability to have a normal inflammation response. So inflammation doesn't go out of control, and then you have this chronic pain syndrome. It dips with the dipping of glutathione. The ability to carry oxygen, as I said, in people that have these oxygen issues, if you measure the glutathione levels, it's very likely that they're low and extremely low in glutathione. The people that actually died of COVID, they tested them for lots of different things, and they all tested extremely low in glutathione. So we know that it's absolutely necessary. And what we did find, even back in 1985, I was beginning to discover how important it was. That's when I learned that liver function was dependent upon it. And if glutathione levels dip, your liver function dips. And the liver has everything to do with the blood, lipids, hormones, sugars, enzymes, immunity, all of the things that, you know, we want the liver to do, 500 known functions, it can't do it as well if there's low glutathione levels. The brain doesn't function. The nerves don't function as well as it dips. So we notice that even, I keep wanting to skip to the next part, but I'll back up again. The mitochondrial DNA is protected by glutathione. The telomeres, we've begun to hear a lot about that in the last 10, 15 years, and how as the cell divides, the telomeres shrink a little bit. And so they can measure aging because as the telomere shrinks, it gets short enough that the cell can no longer divide. That's death because the tissues that make up, you know, cells make up tissues that make up organs. And so when those cells can no longer divide and renew themselves, then the clock, you're done because that organ's going to lose its ability to function because it can no longer renew itself. So it depends on when those spinal cells die, then you begin to go into decline and organ failure. So we know we can measure telomere length and the speed at which they're shrinking. We know how long someone's going to live. Well, guess what? Glutathione protects the ends of the telomeres and keeps them from shrinking as rapidly. So we know that how fast we age is dependent upon glutathione. So what we're seeing now is we had a breakthrough. And the breakthrough was brought to us by a man who's been in the glutathione arena for about, since 2005. So about 16, 17 years, he's been in the glutathione arena. And he was the majority owner of a company called Max International. Well, prior to that, he had worked with bringing breakthrough products to the marketplace in numerous arenas. For the past four decades, he's been bringing breakthrough products to the market. And as an example, he owns Total Gym, which was in its time a breakthrough product. It was an easy-to-use portable piece of gym equipment, and Chuck Norris was his spokesperson. And he sold over $4 billion of Total Gyms. It's still going. And he sold breakthrough skincare with Kathy Lee Gifford, Meredith Baxter Burney, Angie Dickinson, on and on. He sold education breakthroughs. He did with Michael Landon as a spokesperson. He sold a weight loss breakthrough with Richard Simmons. He's quite a famous guy. He's authored many books, I think about 36 different books. A dozen of those have been on the New York Times bestseller list at one point. His best-selling book is The Richest Man Who Ever Lived. Anyway, he's someone of great consequence and significance, but he became interested in glutathione in 2005. And his focus caused him to start a company that was involved with glutathione precursors. Now, why a precursor and not glutathione? Because we've known in medicine that you can't take glutathione. People are deficient in it, but you can't give it to people. You can IV it, but the solution that carries it is not—it's just not a real effective way to get it into the cell. I'll put it that way to just abbreviate it for the purposes of this call. Plus, you would have to do it every day to really get benefit from the IV form of getting glutathione into your body, and it's expensive. It can cost $200 to $500 a time, and it's painful and time-consuming, not practical. So we resorted to glutathione precursors, and glutathione is made up of three peptides. It's made up of glycine, glutamate or glutamic acid, and L-cysteine. And it's a very fragile molecule. And if you take it by supplementation, it's broken by the stomach acids. So it's pretty much doesn't work. There are, NAC, N-acetylcysteine, isn't considered a glutathione precursor, but that's fairly inefficient because even that is not real stable through the stomach acids. So you maybe get a little bump in glutathione, but not enough to really notice a big significant difference in the way our body performs. So what they've done is at one point, Stephen Scott left that company. It was called Max. He left it due to ethical concerns that he ran into with the other ownership. And so, but his focus just increased on glutathione. So he started buying patents from universities, University of Minnesota, University of Utah, and other universities. And along the way, he met some scientists that were also on the same trail. And then he encountered a scientist that was the premier scientist in the nano world. Been in the nanotechnology world for 20 years. And Steve asked the scientist, do you think we could nanosize glutathione small enough that it would pass through the mucous membranes of the mouth, get into the blood and into the cells effectively? Because some people, in an attempt to nanosize it, and keep in mind it's a very fragile molecule, they would surround it in fat. That's the liposomal. And nobody was able to get it really small enough that the transfer from the bloodstream to the cell was real effective, and there was some repulsion effect because of the liposomal hitting the cell membrane. So no one had really achieved that direct into-the-cell mechanism. So they worked on it starting several years ago, and they had a breakthrough about 4 years ago where they nanosized it. They succeeded in getting it below 10 nanometers. And to let you know the significance of that, think of this, 10 nanometers, a human hair, is 80,000 nanometers across. So imagine getting something as small as 10 nanometers, extremely small. You're down to the size of that molecule. And the other thing was to keep it active and to keep it intact during getting it that small. And they actually achieved it, and it's a great scientific breakthrough. And Steve Scott says it's the greatest breakthrough he's ever heard of, that he's ever seen or been a part of. And what he did was he started testing it. And they first started testing with athletes. So they took it to athletes that he knew from his many, many years of being and selling breakthrough products. And so different categories of athletes. One was a power lifter. One lady was a cyclist, a champion cyclist, and one was a runner, and et cetera. And he started testing with these athletes, and typically they were beyond their prime because, keep in mind, Steve Scott's sold breakthrough products for the past four decades. An example of this is the strength and conditioning coach of the Seattle Seahawks. His name is Bill Gillespie. Bill, in his prime, could bench press 804 pounds, and he broke a record for his particular weight class and age at that time. And at that time, he was 49 years old. When Steve told him about this product, he was 59. And he said, Steve, I'm struggling to. It's frustrating because I just can't compete with, you know, the quote-unquote big boys anymore. I'm barely able to get 700 pounds on a bench and, you know, still good for my age, but I can't, you know, compete in the world scene anymore. Steve said, try this out. Very quickly, he went right back up to 800 pounds, like within weeks, and he was blown away. Then after that, he kept noticing that his strength continued to increase because he was able to work out more often because his muscles recovered faster, and he could actually work out other muscles even in the same day because the recovery was so fast. So he went up into the 900s, more than he could even envision himself even being possible when he was younger, and he did a video. I think at that time he'd something like 950 pounds. Which was a few months after he started taking the product. Well, now, 2 months ago, at age 62, he broke the all-time world record, something that they believe no one will ever be able to break again. And so far out there, it was 1,129.6 pounds. And at 62 years old, and he decided, I'm going to retire. I'm not, because... Okay, I'm retiring from competitions. These other athletes, the cyclists, the runners, were able to break records, break their personal records that they couldn't achieve when they were younger, even though they were now older. So literally it's like their age regressing. And then one of these cyclists was a lady that was breaking all kinds of personal records, and she was really excited about competing. She was in a 100-mile race, and she ended up, somebody hit her from behind, and she hit the cyclist in front of her, and her bike went end over end. She hit the pavement, so her broke her helmet, it knocked her unconscious, and her face literally hit the asphalt at 22 miles an hour. And it scraped a big part of the right side of her face just off, just big old stabby scar was the result of it. And she woke up in the hospital on a Saturday. She woke up on a Sunday, and the plastic surgeon came in and said, you're going to have to heal for 4 to 5 months. And then we're going to come up with a strategy to deal with the scarring. This is just the reality of what you're facing. So she ended up going home on Tuesday. And she had this product that she'd been taking, swishing in her mouth, and the glutathione going in, and she could perform better than ever. She thought, it's a nano. I wonder if I put it on my skin, if it would penetrate in and help it in some way. So she took the initiative, put it on a cotton ball, and dabbed it on her face. She took pictures every day of her face. By Sunday, so it was Tuesday she started, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 6 days. By Sunday, it was healed up without a scar. And nobody could believe it. The surgeons, any of the doctors, the plastic surgeon, nobody had ever seen anything like it. So they started to realize, wow, we could have the world's greatest skincare. So they started testing that out. And they started just putting it on people's faces that were aging, you know, like in people in their late 50s, mid-60s, into 70s, 80s. And letting these people use it and noticing that changes were happening that made it look like a facelift had happened. Because it's nano, it penetrates all 23 layers of the dermis. It gets down to the connective tissues. It gets down to that area where the collagen and elastin and everything is forming, and it allows those things to restore remarkably rapidly well. And so people's faces were changing and age regressing. So they came up with a formulation. They actually ended up putting a few other things in there that are good for skin, like hyaluronic acid and collagen, all nano-sized. Everything is nano-sized, so it's more bioavailable and gets through the skin. And so what they have, this company called New Me, it's spelled a little different than New Me, but that's how you say it. It's N-E-U-M-I. I found out about it by calling a friend of mine before February 1st, her name's Karen, just to check in with her. I knew she wasn't doing well. She was seemed to be sick a lot, and she was depressed, and so I called her, and she was just really great. I said, "How are you doing?" She said, "I'm so amazing. Things are so good, and I've age regressed by 10 years." That's kind of strange. How did you age regress by 10 years? Tell me more about that. She said, "Have you ever heard of Stephen Scott?" And I actually had, and I'd heard of him in connection with the company Max. And I said, "I'd like to meet him." And this was probably about 6 weeks ago. And it was on a Saturday. And on that Saturday, I had my stepson was visiting, and he is a disc golf player. And we walked on this through a course. He wanted us to walk through as he was going to compete the next day. And because I've had a on and off plantar fasciitis for the past 5 years and the bottom of my foot, and it came from an old injury, it was really hurting that day. And I had to go back to the car. Well, Karen had arranged for me to meet Stephen. So I was sitting in the car and I got on a Zoom and I talked with Stephen, and he told me all about this glutathione, and I saw Karen, and she did look at least 10 years younger. In fact, by the next week, she was saying it's more like 20 years because her entire face was reshaping, and her chin, the turkey neck, was all pulling up, and the loose skin, you know, on her neck and the crepe skin kind of below that was all clearing up. And she said, "It's like more like I was 20 years ago." And I was blown away. So we invited a few other people to get on a Zoom with Stephen Scott. And he had pictures. He showed before and after pictures. And everybody that saw those pictures on that Zoom, it's unbelievable what you see. So everybody wanted to try these two products. One is you take inside. I call it, it's the inside out. And then you spray it, and so it's the outside in. And so everybody wanted it. And this was February 1st that everybody wanted it. And now here we are about 40 days later, and there's 650 people that have sprouted up all around us here, all getting amazing results. And if you heard while we've been talking, my phone is just constantly, people are wanting to get this stuff. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything this effective. The very first night the day that I swished in my mouth and sprayed it on my face, I went to bed that night, and I drifted off to sleep really quickly. It was remarkable. I laid down, and I didn't remember just laying there. Like, you know, you lay down, and you're kind of getting ready to sleep, and it takes a few minutes. I didn't remember any of that. I just laid down, boom, I was out. And I didn't wake up until the sun was coming in the window, which isn't so good with my spiritual practice because I normally get up. I try to get up around 4 o'clock. But I think a lot of that is because I don't sleep that deeply, and I end up getting up and I meditate. So that works well for my spiritual life. For my physical body, you tend to get tired during the day. I'm sorry, I'm getting calls. And so what happened that very first night is I slept through the night more deeply than usual. And I woke up and I felt really good. The sun was coming in and I stretched and I thought to myself, I didn't have a night of sleep like that since as long as I could remember. It might have been my 20s, you know. So then I'm out in the kitchen and my wife comes in and she says, "How'd you sleep?" And I said, "Amazingly well." And she said, "I did too." And she'd taken the glutathione as well that day. And she said, "How do you feel now?" And I said, "I feel really good, like amazingly good." She said, "I do too." And it kind of went like that every day. It was kind of the same, real good sleep. You're kind of in a good mode. And about a week in, that plantar fasciitis that it would just seem to be getting kind of worse, right, especially at that time and that day I was walking with my stepson, I noticed that's 80% better, 80 to 90% better. I can barely feel it. I kind of stepped down on my heel to see if I could elicit it. And I said, "Yeah, it's a little bit there, but that's better than I can remember it being in a long time." And then about a week later, by the way, it was just totally the same as my right foot. So it was like healed. And But one in between, between a few days of that really good sleep and feeling almost like you're kind of just in the zone all day, I hit two nights where I didn't sleep as well, and I was really actually a little more tired for a couple of days. And I thought, oh, no, I found this wonderful thing, and all of a sudden it's not working as well. Well, what it was, and I realized that glutathione is the master detoxifier of the cells. It's what the body uses to help get all of the toxins out of the cells. So what happened was, you know, being on the spirulina and keeping myself pretty clean, I didn't have a lot of toxins, so it didn't hit fast, but it hit about a week in that I got some detox symptoms, because after a couple of days, the lights got turned on again, and I feel great, better than ever. So I started getting these calls from people that got this glutathione in, and they say, this, can it be? The text would go something like this. I swished in my mouth and my sinuses cleared. Is that possible? Another text saying, I swished in my mouth and I was sitting in my chair, and after a few minutes I got up and my legs weren't wobbly. Another person texting that I've been swishing for a couple of days, and normally I always grab for my reader glasses, and, you know, I don't even know where they are, and I don't care. And another lady, 80-year-old lady, that said, I had spider veins that were so bad, I was already scheduling an appointment to get them removed. The spider veins are gone. How is that possible? These kinds of things begin happening, and I began realizing we have something that people need, because everyone's deficient in glutathione, and we've never been able to really directly upregulate it. And now we can. So it's like a miracle. So what I say is the miracle is inside. The miracle is in each one of us, because our body, in its infinite intelligence, creates glutathione, and it knows how good it is. But because we live in an environment that challenges us and causes us to actually degenerate, we can't produce enough glutathione to keep up. So what we do here is we ignite that miracle that's inside of us by upregulating what our body already knows is true. And amazing things happen, miracles happen. So that's what's happening, Jane, and that's, I tell you, I am up, I am excited. And I believe we have something that everybody needs and wants. And it's no one else, you can't get it anywhere else, because Steve Scott has chosen to keep it a trade secret. And they own everything. They own the lab, the scientists that work for them, all of the entire supply chain they own. And he normally, in the past, for four decades, he would partner with celebrities. But owning the company Max was a direct sell company, and he loved the idea. This man is all heart. He loved the idea of partnering. He's written books on effective partnering. And he saw in Max that if you could partner with people to help get a product that people need out to the world, how much better is that than selling it on the store shelves? Or at one point he owned a TV network where people would call in and order, kind of like QVC. How much better is it to give it to people, especially now, that need a business? And so really, it's the best business opportunity of all time. It really is. So that's why I'm excited. Many, many different reasons, Jane, and you just heard them.
Okay.
You just heard many of them.
Okay. That was a wonderful presentation for this new me product. So a couple of questions. Now, you've been in the networking business, especially in regards to health products, for the longest time, right?
Right.
So,
right.
I don't want to say compare, but I am going to say, so when you've taken this now for a few weeks, and obviously things have healed in your own body as well as with your wife. So how does this really compare to some of the great products that you have brought to us, like the age pill, like the, just some of the other ones, just generally speaking, how do you see this really compare with some of those products that we have had to take? And some of us have benefited from them.
Absolutely. And I think about when I was in practice, which I'm not currently anymore. I've retired from practice. But when I was in practice, we dealt with a lot of different supplements, and I always had the health professionals that specialized in things like Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, herbology, homeopathy. And we had an entire room of supplements, and there were hundreds, if not thousands, of supplements in the room, the shelves that line all four walls with supplements. And why did we have all of those supplements? It was an attempt, some very effective, some moderately effective, and some not so effective. It was an attempt to take the knowledge of the practitioner to bring a product to the patient to help them to balance out. And the one thing that had occurred to me all through the years is the body really is the master of adaptation, compensation, of balancing things out. So all of the doshas, all of the five elements, all of the hot, cold, damp, wet, all of this stuff, the body's attempting to balance it out. It's just unable to do that. So we had these things we'd pull in from the outside our bodies to try to help the body to do that. But we didn't have glutathione. Glutathione is the master at that. It is number one. That's why there's 167,000 published studies, because we know that it is the thing that can help people more ways than any supplement we've ever found. So like right now, we hit on the one thing that will help enhance everything else. Think about a 20-year-old. When at age 20, you have the most glutathione you'll ever have. And at age 20, you didn't even think about your nutrition, really, typically. You might stop and just get fast food, and you might have a bowl of cereal in the morning, and you might have a cheeseburger at night, you know. And yet your body was performing at a high level. When the glutathione is the most active, it allows the cell to adapt in such ways that it can work its way around and help get rid of any of the toxins and all of that, you know, the fast food and stuff we're taking amazingly well, and enhance the utilization of the nutrients that are delivered in that food that's half empty. So what I'm saying is, if you do anything at all, it's all enhanced by glutathione. Now, the age pill helped get rid of the end products of glycation, which is that gunk that gets in our cells from burning energy. There's a place for that. But glutathione would enhance that multiple fold. It actually, a big part of what it does is get rid of the glycation end product, getting it out of the cell.
Okay.
So it kind of helps cover what the age pill was doing. The product B in Isagenix was to help protect the telomeres. Glutathione does that and prevents it from shrinking. Spirulina, delivering all of the nutrient profile of any of the things that we've discussed in the past, I'd say, you know, a couple of years. A whole food superfood like a really high quality spirulina is probably the one thing I would still say that would be a great thing, but you wouldn't need as much of it. You wouldn't need as much of it because the function of the cell and the ability of the cell to get rid of toxins is so greatly enhanced that you wouldn't need as much of it. So that's kind of how it compares. And the other way it compares is that you can't get this anywhere else. You can get spirulina in numerous other places. I knew that we had the best because it was kept pure by the vertical farming, and that was the big Achilles heel in spirulina. So we did have something unique there. But almost everything else that we've talked about, you could find something similar on Amazon or some other outlet, or go to Whole Foods and talk with the nutrition expert and have them find something similar. Not with this. It doesn't exist. Only through this company, New Me, can you find this. So that's a big difference right there.
Yeah. Thank you. So tell us a little bit more of it. So this is not a liposomal kind of a product, right?
It's not liposomal. What they've done is a whole new technology called Hydrostat. And they've been able to take the water had to be extremely pure. It's 40% more pure than hospital IV water. So it's more pure even than distilled water. Distilled water still can carry certain hydrocarbons. And so you, what is it? What, anyway, there's a certain group of hydrocarbons that it can still carry. So they've taken it through several different stages of purification. So it's 40% more pure than that. And it had to be that so that that this technology would work. And they're able to surround the glutathione molecule with water molecules. And so that whole conglomerate is extremely small and below 10 nanometers size. And so what happens is it easily passes through the mucous membranes of the mouth and easily passes into the cell in 70 seconds. No one has been able to do that without destroying this very fragile molecule. And the liposomal technique, they haven't been able to get it nano-sized to the degree that it passes through so easily.
Got it.
And there is another slight issue with the liposomal that this hydrostat is way better getting into the cell.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I – okay. So lastly so
because
what
the cell
did,
loves the,
everyone,
the water. It loves the hydration.
Yeah.
And it pulls it
all
in.
Right, so here's So you know, so everyone, just wanted to let you know that, I should ask Zora, Jurea, could you have Zora come in? Because, you know, we've had some other products that I think utilizing this product would also really enhance that other product or other two products. But if you could, Zora, could you ask your dad what he thinks about this new NuMi product that we have through Dr. Jerry.
Understand, beloved gods and goddesses, that the technology is what you call rediscovered. It was not what you call created. It was rediscovered. Understand that the formula originally originated way back in the time of Atlantis and Lemuria, and they used this formula. Yes, they used this formula to reverse the aging process, and they used it in healing. They used it in what is called rejuvenation. And it was simply rediscovered. That's why they did not want to bring it out, and are holding it so secretly, because of the content or makeup of it it's been so enhanced that as he has spoken, it will literally take a disfigured face and recreate the cells in the face, and will, in essence, reverse the age of the face. It is a wondrous thing.
I have a question, Zora. You know, we've talked about all of the side effects. We've talked about all of the side effects of the vaccines and the virus or foods or whatever. How do you see this helping people out with that?
Well, with the vaccines, it will not reverse all of the effects that the vaccine causes, but it will, because the only ones who can reverse that literally would be the Galactic Federation. But as far as disfiguring, it will correct that in almost every instance. It will correct what you call disfigurement. It will correct other issues as well. But it is a wondrous gift from ancient times.
Oh, beautiful. Well, we'll take it. And now that it's out. So thank you, Dr. Jerry. All right, Sarah. Thank you for that.
The new me. And the new me, yes.
The new me. Yeah. So for Dr. Jerry, so in regards to people wanting to participate in this, and I have to tell everyone that because from talking with Dr. Jerry and looking at the information that he sent me regarding this product, I told Jerea, I think that we should go ahead and check it out. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and just do it. And understanding now that it's coming basically from ancient times, you know, in terms of who used it, that's a pretty well an all go on our part. So we're going to do it. And so how do people partake of this, Doctor? Do I give them our email or what do I do?
Actually, they can go to newme.com, and you have your own website if you chose a username, Jane. Do you have your username?
Yes, I did. I do. Okay, so you can go to neumi.com/ the number 2, R for renew, R-E-N-E-W, capital L for life, L-I-F-E. So it's newme. neumi.com/ the number 2, renew life. And just go ahead and look at the products. They're very reasonable. It's easy to navigate this website, thank goodness. There's also a customer service number that they can call, right, Dr. Jerry? Or
there is.
And oh, the other thing I wanted to let everybody know, and I'm really, really excited about this also, we've always been talking about, well, it's not here and it's not there. They actually, it can be sent to Canada and Australia, and coming up will be Mexico. So all of our, so that's really wonderful for a lot of people that are up in Canada and or in Australia. And it's also in some of the Asian countries like the Philippines and what was the other one? Did you say Hong Kong or no?
Hong Kong and the Philippines, yes. And they're also in Nigeria and Ghana. And
yay,
also in
wonderful.
In El Salvador, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Peru. And
nice.
I think I'm missing a couple of countries. But you can see on the website, when you land on the newme.com website, you can see in the upper right there will be a flag. And it's a U.S. flag, but there's a drop-down arrow. If you click that, you'll see all the countries and the different languages it's interpreted into.
Okay, there we go. Okay, I think that's I think that kind of wraps things up. What I would like to do is, you know, for anyone that has a question, I think I've got like maybe 5 minutes. So for you, all of you that might have a question for Dr. Jerry, I'll go ahead and bring you in if you have a question for Dr. Jerry. Dr. Jerry, you got another 2 or 3 minutes?
Absolutely. We'll check whatever anybody needs. Yep.
Okay. All right. So if you want, maybe you've already raised your hands. Okay. I have one here, 860 ending in 1804. We'll start there. Okay. Here we go. 860 ending in 1804. Hello. Tell us who you are.
Hi.
Where are you calling from? And yes.
John, Connecticut.
Oh, yeah. Hi, John.
Hello. My question is, I've tried numerous things to try and fix a heart aneurysm and diabetes, and I'm tired of spending money on stuff that doesn't work. Does this come with a money-back guarantee if I don't see any benefits?
There's a 30-day money-back guarantee, John. Yes, that has been found from the company so far. They opened in July of last year after using this product in a test mode, beta test, for about 4 years. They opened this at 7/7/21, and they've encountered it like point something, like 0.3% of the people actually take them up on the 30-day money-back guarantee. By definitely give it at least a couple of weeks because you may go through a bit of detox. But one thing I suggest everyone do, go to PubMed, that's short for Published Medical, so P-U-B as in boy, M as in Mary E-D, PubMed.gov, and search glutathione, G-L-U-T-A-T glutathione, T-H-I-O-N-E, glutathione. Search glutathione and you will come up with nearly 167,000 studies. But for you, John, do glutathione / diabetes. You'll come up with 7,000 published studies. Review the highlights of those studies. The reason there's so many is it's highly studied for something that it's known to be effective for, and they want to find out the mechanisms. Search glutathione / congestive heart failure and see the studies. I don't know the number there, but I do know that there are a number of cardiologists that are studying this product right now, and there's a reason for that. So I'll just say that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for your
All right,
time.
John. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Great question. Thank you, John. And I think I don't have any new people here. So let's just go ahead. And I think that was a volume of information. I think people will probably want to do their own research and look it up and do their thing before they decide to partake. So I think that was absolutely.
There's a lot of information on the website. So once they're there, they can scroll down and look at some videos and see some things. And they do have three options in purchasing the product. One is just join now and become a member, which is free. And you do get the best price. The other way to get a best price is become a customer, just purchase, but you set up an automatic shipment, which everybody loves. Just like I said, nobody takes advantage of the money back. They love how they feel on this product. And you get the best price. Or you can just buy retail. And it's $65 a bottle if you buy retail. And otherwise, it's $50 a bottle if you join now or you set up an auto order. Yeah, so you have three options.
So they can join now and get the annual fee is free, right?
The annual fee is free. Join now gives you both products, the inside out and the outside in. And it's $50 a bottle,
okay.
So for $100, you can experience the entire scenario.
Oh. Okay, so. Nice. All right, and then you can go if you go and become a preferred customer. What is the annual fee for that?
It's free.
Oh,
it's free as a preferred customer. Yes, it's free, and they will have a customer program coming in about a month. Where if you do refer others or you stay on auto order, you get points for to redeem for free products, or if you refer others, you get points for free products. So, yeah, that's coming in about a month.
What about, and the people that want to become distributors because they know people who probably will enjoy this product and pass it on to others, they have a couple of VIP packages, correct, that they could purchase from?
They do. After clicking join now, and I've never seen in any company people go in and buy, you know, the bare minimum, the $100 and get the two products. Within a week, they're back in buying a larger package because they realize they have family members that need this. And so, you know, I highly recommend if you buy, you know, package number two or three, it's probably smart because you'll probably go back in and order it anyway. So that's what I'm seeing.
Hmm.
So,
okay, very good. All right, everybody. And then I do have two more people here. Sorry about that. Okay, so let's see. I'll go ahead and open up 775 ending in 9099. Hello.
Hi. Hello. This is Chris from Sparks, Nevada. I put in, to try to pull up the website, nemi.com/2REN. E-W. Did I do that wrong? I couldn't.
L-I-F-E.
Yeah,
it's neumi.com.
N-E-U-M-I?
Correct. .com.
Okay.
/ the number 2, the new, R-E-N-E-W, L. I F E.
O-I-S-C.
Yeah, Dr. Jerry, could it's.
I'll say it. Maybe she can hear me better. Yeah,
okay.
new me new me is N like Nancy, U, M like Mary, no, E, N-E-U, N-E-U,
yeah.
I'm sorry, now I'm confused, N-E-U, M like Mary, I, newme.com, N-E-U-M-I.com, then / the numeral 2, renew life, R-E-N-E-W-L-I-F-E.
Okay, I got it. Thank you. All right, very good. Thank you. All right, and then our last caller here is 845 ending in 4478.
Hello, everyone. Bob here in Newburgh. Can you give us the 800 number to call?
I can go to the website. So hang on 1 second. Oh, actually, I have it in my contact. Hold on.
Oh,
once.
I didn't even know they
Thank
had an 800 number.
Well, it's actually not an 800 number, but it's toll free. It's 385. Well, it would be toll free for anybody in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 385-429-6122.
So okay. That's 385-429. What was the last four?
6122.
Oh, 6122.
And then,
okay, thank you very much,
and,
Doctor.
Okay.
Just
and don't
mention,
forget to mention.
Jane, yeah, Jane Stevens. Right, Jane? You signed up
thank
with
you.
Your name? Yeah, Jane
right.
Stevens, yeah.
I did, yes, thank you. Okay. All right, and I think we're done. So thank you so much for all of the information on the newest product in town. It's called NewMe, also endorsed by Zora as well. And the product initially is ancient in its origin and very phenomenal as far as the incredible results. So let's all go ahead and try it, and we'll come back again and I'll give our own testimonials of the product, very reasonable and a good way to start off our new year. I know it's already March. Well, anyway.
By the way,
so
as a side note, Jane, friends that see me say I look younger. They're shocked, actually. They're shocked at how much younger I look than I did a month ago. So it's pretty cool. Yeah.
God. Well, wait a minute. So my last question is how far can you regress in terms
yeah.
of you don't want to look like you're 13 we'll, years old, right? Oh,
we'll find out. Let's find out.
We'll find out. All right, everybody. This is another way to do age regressing with a beautiful product and a wonderful product. So thank you so much, Dr. Jerry. We'll talk with you soon. And have yourself a great, great day. Thanks again for being here on our call and introducing NewMe, NEUMI.com.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hey, Bob, see, can you pull up that website?
That's what I'm trying to do here.
Okay.
All right, everybody. So now we are off and running. We have our last speaker for today, and that will be Mark and Michael. So, and after their information and updates, then we'll have a little bit of time for Zora again. And again, next week, we'll have a Zora and Q calls together. That will be amazing. So look forward to that. All right, here we go. Let's go ahead and bring in Mark and Michael. Go ahead, and first of all, we'll go ahead and bring in, let me see, what did I do with them? Okay, so the first one we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and bring in Mark. Okay, hold on 1 second. Let's see. Lots of information to take in. Lots. Okay. So let me, oops. Oops, hold on a minute. Give you time. Give yourself a minute or two. Go get yourself some water or whatever else you're drinking that is good for the body. So go ahead and do that while I go ahead and bring Mark through. Okay. And then we also have to bring in, oh, wait a minute. Let's see. I don't know what happens here. Okay, hold on. Oh, geez. I'm going to have to bring in, probably still have this wrong number here for Mark. Well, we'll try this one. Okay, let's go ahead and do that one. Hold on. So it's not the technical difficulty with the computer or the phone. It's actually me. All right. So let's go ahead and see if we can get Mark in. And if it's the wrong number, I'm sure that he's going to let me know. All right, actually. Okay. Well, okay. So let's go ahead and get rid of this. And let me go ahead and, oh, it just went off on me. Okay. All right. Let's cancel this. Okay. So let's go ahead and bring in Michael. Sorry about that, everybody. All right, so let's go ahead and do Michael. And then, Zaria, can you do me a big favor? Can you find Mark's number and just hand it over to me so I can give him a call? Because I think sure. I have the wrong number, but I do know that I have, I've got Michael's number here. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe this is, this phone. Okay, now we'll go over here and find
Mark Kotler is 412.
Zaria, please give me the come over here and hand me the number, please, and thank you.
Never mind. Okay.
Right. Thank you so much. Okay, so I'm gonna in the meantime, let's go ahead and bring Michael in. Okay. Thank you for your patience, everyone. Okay. You know Michael's phone number by heart.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're good. And
fantastic.
Happy to have you. Yeah, I just can't seem to get a hold of Mark because I think I have the wrong number.
That's
okay. That's the same number I have, but that didn't go through. Okay. So, hey, Michael, can you do me a big favor? Can you just go ahead? Can you text me Mark's new number?
I sure can. Give me one second, okay? All right,
okay,
maybe I can even
so
do this. Maybe I can just call him and have him on three-way. Give me one second, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Hold on.
Thank you. I don't know how that got lost. I think what happens, everybody, is that, when you update your phone, it just kind of messes things up sometimes. So I think that's what happened to my phone. Okay. All right. So I think we're going to just go ahead and wait for Michael to come through with the two of them.
Hello. I think he may, I'm not sure. I know this week he had some weird different things that were going on. You know, I know one was his mother and a couple other things. So it may just be because he may have had to do something possibly today at this time. But we can go ahead and move forward.
Okay. All right. Well, everybody is really looking forward to hearing from you. And we know that you've been really quite busy over the past few weeks yourself. And today is coming up, and we would like to ask, questions, obviously, of you. But can you go ahead? And again, everyone, this is Michael Andrews. He is the one that brought to us digital currency, so to speak, to understand how it works. And then, of course, we all know Michael for many months now in regards to what he's done. He is our master. Do we call you broker or our master specialist in the digital area? He's also a master in what he's been doing also as far as real estate. I was not quite prepared to give you a full bio. maybe go ahead.
That's okay. You're doing a fantastic job.
And he is just all heart. And he's here to help humanity in many ways. He's doing that in his preferred niche, which is all about the financial system and how to be able to help our brothers and sisters also to partake of this, especially at this time when things financially are kind of in chaos. So I'll go ahead with that and take it away. We love you, Mike. Michael, we thank you so much for everything you've done for us. So go ahead and please embellish or go ahead and refine my introduction, if you will.
No, you're doing fantastic. But I'm super excited about this call. And just like you said, you know, there was some unfortunate things that were going on. I know my wife lost her father, you know, this year. And, you know, just organizing that and getting them from Virginia to Florida, you know, it's been a process. And it's gone well now. So we're excited about that, just having things being more centered and, you know, just getting through that whole process. Because as we know, death is truly an enemy. It's quite painful. Anybody that goes through it in the last several years, there's been more of that than anything before. But I just want to say to everybody, including you, Jane and Billy on the call, for just, you know, really stepping up and, you know, sending text messages and just making sure, hey, is everything okay? Are you doing all right? And, you know, through that whole process. And I tell you, that's when things really get easier, when you have support. You have people that are just there. You know, they know something's going on. They know that problems are occurring, but yet they're still stepping up and saying, hey, are you okay? Is everything okay? Do you need anything?
Absolutely.
So for everybody that's done that, text us. You know, we appreciate you so much. Marisa appreciates you and, you know, all that you've been consistently doing up to this time. And we're just fired up right now just to get back to helping people and making sure that people are kind of understanding what's really going on with the market and having confidence. That's always been something that I've been really focused on is through the years, having confidence on what's going on and how things are hitting and how to just make adjustments as these things hit, because we're going to be honest, there is not a perfect world we live in, right? And we have to make adjustments as we see it come. And those adjustments are consistently being made. So I just wanted to start with that. But just like you said, I am a master trader. I've been doing it in real estate investing for really almost 30 years now. And my whole focus is really just helping people to know how to navigate and have amazing success. But right now at this time, and, you know, it's just amazing when people, you start seeing people who are not truly about the marketplace of currency and digital currency making major shifts in their personality and their thinking. And a lot of times it just involves things that people don't see coming. And I always tell people, you know, successful people don't follow people. Successful people follow vision. And if you have enough vision and you can see things way ahead of time, you can do things that people just don't understand until something really bad happens. And I've been a person, and I've always trained my students to be individuals that are not reactive but proactive. And really what that means is just taking the time and setting the time aside to really analyze where things are going truthfully. You know, I'm not talking about things you see on Google. I'm not talking about things that you see on the news and different people that talk and speak. I'm talking about facts. I'm talking about what's really happening around you and then be able to make major adjustments. But what I want to do before I get started, because typically I get started on just letting people know a little bit about what we're doing about the program, but I want to go a little bit into what we call fundamental analysis. It's pretty powerful, you know, what's going on right now. Sad to say, you know, definitely have people in these areas. And it's painful, especially if people are reactive and not proactive. But I was just looking at an article that was given to me by one of my business partners. And I'm just going to read the title because this was a moment for this gentleman. And this is why I'm on this call, so it doesn't become something for y'all to be such a surprise or something where you have to make a major shift in what you're doing. But it says here at the title, "The crypto tipping point has arrived as corporate banks shatter public trust. Every person must become proficient in crypto or risk losing everything." I'm going to read this title one more time and then I'm going to elaborate, but I want you to really clearly hear this because this is something that Mark, myself, we've talked about over and over again. And there's three reasons why I got into digital currency in 2009 in the first place. And this was one of the big reasons, but now guess what? It's starting to happen. It's starting to show its face. And people are starting to finally see, well, wait a minute. Wow, this is the reason why digital currency is so necessary, why it's so proficient, why it's so needed in the first place. But listen to this again. It says the crypto tipping point has arrived as corporate banks shatter public trust. Every person must become proficient in crypto or risk losing everything. Now, the reason why this author said this, and I'm not going to say a lot of names because I'm not a person that endorses people or sells for other people like that, but I just want to make sure that you're aware of it. It's a person that's pretty very strong in the space of, you know, when it comes to, you know, finances and things like that. They had a very biased view of digital currency, and all of a sudden, everything changed. And the reason why that is because he now just saw, and we all have seen, and if you just go online on any source that you want to go on, but you'll notice what just happened to Canada. So let's talk about that. And I'm sure that maybe some of you may be in Canada, so you are very aware of this. But if you're not, just listen to what just happened to Canada. And I want you to think about this not from the perspective of, oh, okay, well, that happened in Canada. That's not happening where I am. That would not be smart. That would not be what you should be thinking when you're reading this. This should be something that you should say, well, wait a minute. If this government has done it and another government has done it all at the same time, what stops it from happening to me? And that's what I need you to really start focusing on, because at this point of time, this is what I've been speaking for the last 11, 12 years, is this situation. And it's happening now. And now people are starting to say, wow, now I get those three things that you said to me, and now it's becoming more of a reality. So let's just talk about this. It says that the Canadian government ordered the seizure, check this out, seizure of bank accounts of private citizens who did nothing wrong and violated no laws without warning. Without warning. They just took their money, right? The banks found funds were looted by the government, with the banks gladly complying to the entire thing. See, this, what this proves is that the world, the banks can no longer be trusted as custodians of our money anymore. I want you to understand that. If the government can just come in and violate the very law that's supposed to protect your money, and they just can come in there and take it, this is a major issue. So all of the deposits were stolen at any time without recourse. They just took the money, right? So unfortunately, the banks became the robbers for the government. Now, you got to understand, when you're looking at bank law, this is never supposed to happen. But it just happened in Canada. So what you got to be thinking to yourself is, what could the Canadians have done to protect themselves from this situation? I want you to line that up mentally. What could they have done to protect themselves from this happening, right? We've been discussing this since I've been on the call, but what could they have done? Well, you probably know the answer because I've been on this call talking about it, but think about that for a little bit. Now, let's talk about another thing because, okay, we're going to come out of Canada, but look at what happened in Russia, right? The sanctions, they've had severe economic sanctions. So all things Russian-related are now shattered. The illusion of bank reserves and the SWIFT-based money transfer system now has been deplatformed. Companies like Visa, MasterCard, Google Pay, Apple Pay are following suit, right? And they're shutting off the Russian citizens right now from their financial infrastructure due to no fault of their own. So that means, and I want you to take this for what it is, that means that you have no control of your money if it's in the bank. That means you're not able to buy groceries. You're not able to loan and get loan payments. Foreign creditors receiving payments, exports, none of that. All of that has been taken away from these people. And I'm pausing because I just want you to think. I want your mind to have some time to really catch up with what this means. Because what it means is that, yes, crypto is less riskier than the banks. Why? Because the way the wallets are set up, as long as you set them up perfectly and you do it the right way, it's impossible for the governments to seize your money. So the people that did well in this situation were individuals that had what? Digital currency. And because that digital currency was not connected to the Russian money or was not connected to Canadian money, it was decentralized, they were still able to use their Visa cards. They were still able to process their payments, meaning that their families were protected during that time. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying is this. Three things I gave to everyone when I'm on this call. I always mention these three things. And it's really to help you because I've done what I needed to do, but now it's about benevolence for me. But these three things were the reasons why I locked into digital currency. I've had so much success in it is because of this. One, to become self-banked. What if people don't understand why it's important to be self-banked right now, that just changed tremendously, okay? It has changed tremendously. Being self-banked is imperative today. If you're not self-banked today, if you don't have control of your money today, then you're locking yourself into the unsurety just like these individuals did in these countries. And if you're on this call and you're from those countries, I am so sorry. I really am. But I'm letting you know that it's imperative right now to make sure you're not just reactive, but proactive. Proactive to making sure that you have the ability to control your money. And that's what being self-banked is all about. That's why I've always stressed that on this call. Number two, fraud, right? Fraud. 70% of the transactions right now are fraud. But now, because of what I just said to everybody, even the government can come in fraudulently. Not through doing it properly, not by abiding by the laws, but they can go in there and just force the bank to give them the money and the bank just gladly apply and says, okay, it's fine. The third thing is the cost. You know, I talked about it as well, and I'm saying cost because in the future, there's going to be more things popping up of how costly it is to move money around. It's only going to get worse. So those were the three things, but I say this to you, and I started this way because we've been talking about this. We've been talking about how people are going to be in situations with the banks and that the governments have a connection to it and that you're going to get in a situation that your day-to-day, the things that you need to pay for in your business, your business expenses, your payroll, your utility bills, your groceries, all of those things are going to be in trouble if you're not actually shifting over to digital currency into liquid forms, right? Because if you have it in those liquid forms, in the decentralized wallets, you're in a situation now where you don't have to worry about if someone's trying to seize it out of your bank account. You can always move money back into the centralized space. In our program, you can do that very successfully. You can always move money back into the centralized space. But never should all of your money be in the centralized space, because these situations can happen. And that's why many, many years ago, I said, I want to make sure that I have things set up so it's economy proof, recession proof, and election proof. These were things that I said over and over again, because I'm already aware that these type of situations can happen. And if you don't lock yourself in to make sure that you have different things that you can do, then you're going to get stuck. So this is not a conversation about a fear tactic. It's called a reality tactic. And my whole focus right now on this call is to always make sure that people on this call and people that I'm connected to are protected and have something that they can do. So let's talk about solutions, right? Because I always say that if you're going to invest in something, you have to have a solution to people's problems. And it needs to be billions of people's problems. And right now we're experiencing that right around the world, the chaos. But how do you navigate through all of the mess and all the noise? You know, that's all about making sure that you're locking yourself into something that takes care of that, right? So let's just talk about it. And I just want to give some information so that everyone on this call, you're always getting education. You're always getting information that you need in real time, in the best of times. And that's why I wanted to make sure I was on this call again, you know, even though there's things going on around me. I said, I got to get on the call because I got to make sure I'm alerting individuals, making sure they know what's going on, right? But if you look at digital currency history, I'm going to use Bitcoin because Bitcoin was really one of the first ones that really established themselves once that gentleman was able to barter and trade his digital currency for pizza. It became a reality that there was an exchange with Bitcoin. But, you know, so many people, they said, hey, how successful is the IMC token doing right now? How are we doing as a group? And I'm going to let you know we're doing absolutely phenomenal because we're in front of all of this noise. You know, we're in front of it. People that are involved and connected to us, as long as they're educating themselves, making sure they get the information that we're giving to them, they're set up for the setup. Because look at the numbers. You know, it's all about the numbers. You know, people can lie all the time. People can say fabricated things all the time. But reality is, let's look at the proof, right? So if you look at Bitcoin, for instance, starting in 2009 to 2010, you know, it wasn't even 1 cent at that time. I remember it was like 0.0008, and at times I was getting it for free because people didn't really understand it back then, right? They didn't understand what was in their hands. It took 3 years, really, before it hit a dollar, right? So in 2011, we saw it hit a dollar. So what that meant is if you got in, like I got in, right, and you were at in, you know, in before it even was 1 cent, all I had to do was go to 2 cents to double, 4 cents to double again, 8 cents to double again, 16 cents to double again. So you can see how much money was being made at that time. It was huge. Matter of fact, in year four, we saw it get to 1345, which is 185%. It went up from 2011 to 2012. And 2013, forget it, $13 to $1,100. That was the year that Bitcoin hit $1 billion for the first time ever. And then by year eight, it hit $20,000 per coin. And the reason why this is happening, ladies and gentlemen, is because all people, individuals, are looking for a way to not be centralized, to have more control, to have control back into the hands of the people. That's why. That's why it's getting so big, right? Now, I'm talking about this because I want you to understand where things are really going. Right now, you know, we saw the market cap of Bitcoin get to $2 trillion, but as a whole, though, the whole market of digital currency got to $2.6 trillion at one time. You know, if you just look at statistics, that means that the way that things are going, you know, we're looking at this getting to around $12 trillion in the next 5 years, somewhere in there. So what does that mean? Well, that means that tokens like ours, tokens that are up and coming, that have really big solutions, you know, we're going to see it go from where it is right now to getting around $300 to $500 because of that move from the 2.6 trillion to 12 trillion. That's what it really accounts for. If you look at where we are and where things are going, right? So Ethereum, it got to around 2,560 today with a market cap of about 495. Binance got, it's around 376 right now, got a, to a market cap of 102 billion. Now, those tokens, those coins don't do what ours does. We're highly more usable than all of those coins. So when you start to look at what's going on, people are going to be looking for major solutions. Right now, the top billionaires, we've talked about those, but I just want to repeat, because when you start to see the market shift, you're going to notice bigger and bigger people getting involved with the marketplace. So I've said this before, but Peter Thiel, Mark Cuban, Mark Anderson, I should say, Mike Novogratz, Tim Draper, Henry Kravitz, the Winklevoss twins, these are seven of the top billionaires out there that are actually saying they're pushing money into this space. They're pushing money into this space right now. And the reason why is because of their own finances. They're recognizing that if they want to continue to be successful and have the success that they're having, the majority of their move, the majority of their income has to be inside of digital currency in order for them to continue to grow, because that's where everything's going. Yes, you can have your gold. Yes, you can have your silver. But the problem is liquidation and having liquidity right when you need it becomes an issue with all the problems we're experiencing. So all of these things have to be fast. It's got to be quick. So one thing about our IMC token, just to put it into the light that it needs to have, is so that you understand the usability of it. Bitcoin, why is it not as usable? Why is it different than what we have? Well, we know with Bitcoin, when you send it to somebody, it's got to be confirmed on the blockchain. We know that. Got to be confirmed, and that takes time. We also know that there's energy fees that when you move the money, you have to pay, right? And we also know that the amount of funds that you want to send to people, you know, it's sometimes it's restricted on certain platforms and certain exchanges. It has restrictions at times. So with this being said, when you look at Bitcoin, yes, it solved major issues, major problems, but what about the solution? Well, with ours, you know, you can use it anytime, right? We have an exchange that helps us with futuristic trading experience, and trading is just meaning that you have the ability to sell, to transfer, to purchase, to exchange. You have the ability to do that. When you look at online, again, really locking in that we have a blockchain system. What does that mean? That you're able to do transactions without anyone being involved, including the government, including banks, right? And so just like your ability to move money in those banks, you have the ability to transfer, sell, purchase, and exchange on your own from A to B, not A, B to C anymore. Anywhere in the world right now, you can use our blockchain opportunity to be able to make these exchanges. So if you knew about this and you were in Russia and Canada, you wouldn't have to really worry about it, because our G-Point wallet would have allowed you to still be able to move money around and make your purchases no matter what happened to your bank account, right? When you look at offline, you know, we're talking about developing an innovative opportunity to crypto users so that there is no more uselessness in the tokens, in the coins. Locally, we're connecting people early. You know, stores and different individuals now can be able to do transactions right in their local area. And then globally, of course, you can see all the things that we just discussed just now. There's so much more. I'm just touching on a couple, right? But look at all the activities, all the things that are going on globally right now. So the IMC token makes it real attractive so that no matter what you're doing, whether it's buying a car, whether it's taking care of your business or paying payroll, or, you know, taking care of clothing or whatever it is that you need to have, you're not going to ever be restricted because of what we have right now. That was the whole point of this, so that people have a solution. People have a solution to some major problems that are out there right now. You know, if you just utilize the blueprint that I give to people all the time, and let's just say that you ran the course with me, right? Well, let's just take 50,000 tokens all right, as the example that I always tell people to get, right? If you take that 50,000 tokens and you multiply where Bitcoin got, for instance, you were at $1 billion by the time you hit 2017 as an individual. You know, if you're at $100, you know, just look at that. You know, just $100, you would have been at 390,487,000 right now. Just $100 at that time. So the whole thing is just setting yourself up for the setup, making sure that your family is locked in, that your associates are locked in. So you never have to worry about what's going on. You don't have to worry about what's going on with the environment. You know, people want to say, well, how are we looking compared to other currencies? Well, right now we're moving 3 times faster than Bitcoin did, right? That's how fast the IMC token is moving. That's why I'm so focused on this. People that started with me last year when it was 26, 27 cents, we experienced it getting to 60 cents, close to 60 cents. Knowing that, of course, it's going to get back there on the retail side. But right now, our discounted side, we're at 46 cents. When we first got on the call, it was 26 cents. Now we're at 46 cents. That's on the discounted side. So people experience watching themselves double, where everybody else in the world were taking losses. Our token is still going up while Bitcoin is going down. And going up and going down. So let's talk about the bullet points so that everybody's really aware. But I just wanted to make sure that the tone of this call was, again, to make sure that people can see why. Why are we on this call? Why are we talking? Why are we going through the things we're going through? Because we want to make sure it's very clear. Okay. Now, this token is based in Wyoming. Now, I'm going to give you some information that I haven't given on other calls because as things keep going, things are maturing. Wyoming right now is working on being the first state that has its own coin. So people want to say, hey, well, Michael, does that go against us? Is that our competition? Absolutely not. That is actually pushing more credibility to digital currency that now a state is about to have their own currency. They're going to have it coming up anytime. Right? It's crazy. I just smile and I laugh about this because so many people would say this was never going to happen. They were saying that no, the states would never do this. They would never get into digital currency. That's what so many people told me so many times. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We have seen today Wyoming is the most friendly crypto state, but they're about to have their own currency. Colorado, right? The state that brought medicinal marijuana to the forum, including California. They're now saying they're going to be accepting digital currency. Why? Because so many people can't put their money in the bank. They won't accept that. Again, the bank's restriction. The very people that are making money for Colorado, they can't even put money into the bank account because it's not SEC approved yet in all banks. But you can use digital currency to pay your taxes. Is this making sense? I hope it is, but this is what I'm saying. You have to be in front. Your vision has to be in front. You have to be able to take the hits when people are saying you're crazy, that you don't know what you're talking about, that what you're saying is not going to happen. When I said that the U.S. was going to have their own digital currency, which is USDT, people said, that's not going to happen. But it did, right? It really did. So I've created massive income on that because of Tron. What's moving USD is the Tron exchange, right? I watched that go from 2 cents that it went to about 14 cents. And if you're on brokers, it's gotten even higher. I'm talking about 60, 70, 80 cents on some exchanges. It's all about timing, ladies and gentlemen. So now you know that we were in the state, the very state that's going to have its first digital currency out of every state in the country. It's interesting, isn't it? You know, when you start looking at the G-Point community, you know, that same author of the article that I was reading in the very beginning, you know what he said? He said the only problem that we're seeing with digital currency is the fluctuation in price. That's the only thing he could list in the whole article. Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have fluctuation because we have the G point. So our IMC token passes through the G point, stabilizes the transaction, so you don't have to worry about any fluctuation. Yes, we wanted to go up in value, but we also wanted to pass through the G point, so there are absolutely no fluctuations. So now, yes, a merchant can take money. Now, just think about what we have to offer right now with this, what you can do with this, seeing what's going on. Well, think about it. Right now, we're able to utilize the G point as dollar for dollar. I can send it to and fro to anybody that gets started inside the IMC token. I can send it to anybody for free. So it's free, right, to send G points from person to person. Okay. Second, it's a nanosecond fast. Right now, if you look at the world, they need things done fast right now, right? And I can send as much as I want. There's no restrictions on how much money I can send with the G point model. And yes, it's global. So it means that it's not just based in the U.S., anywhere in the world. So if anything happens, God forbid, to any of us, we're able to move money back and forth without any glitches. So, yeah, we do have the things that people need. You know, we talked about making sure you had your money in a decentralized space because, as you can see, we cannot trust the banks. We cannot, right? And so now we can still use the mechanism while we can. I mean, yes, there's still a lot of companies out there that haven't got on board yet, but many are. Many are starting to jump on board with digital currency, right? So, yes, we do have the Visa card that you can use. And, yes, you can send money by Netspend to your bank account. Our exchange can do over 1 million transactions per second. There is no pump and dump. So many people, they call and they say, Michael, you know, I've gotten into this thing and it pumped up and it got up in price and now it's dropped. Well, because of the 6-month locking period that these geniuses have put together, we don't have to worry about the pump and dump. All we're seeing is our token going up in value. And it's because we have a locking mechanism so that it stops people from just pushing the price up and then getting their money out. Right now, you know, some people may want to know a little bit about the timing, right? And let me kind of make sure that you understand it. After 6 months, you are able to liquidate 10% per month. Most people know. If you don't know, this is not something you want to do for a long period of time. You want to make sure you keep your money inside of this. You know, don't take your money out until it gets to a point where I would say it's $100 per token or even more before you start liquidating because you're going to lose a lot of money. But that's something that you are planning on. You know, you're planning on that to happen. We can't say guarantees. We can't say things are going to get to a certain amount. But just look at the problem we're solving, and it kind of help you out having confidence, right? But right now, we're probably to a point where we only have about 20% or so tokens left. We're probably looking at another 20 weeks, Matt, that we have before all the tokens are gone. But this is something that you want to jump on. You know, you want to not be reactive. I have so many people calling me now because they remember what I said about how the banks could just take your money. And so many people, they just didn't believe it. They just said, nah, I don't think the banks would ever do something like this. But the reality is they can and they will. It's just when. You know, people said, has this happened before? Yes, it has happened before. And that's why in 2009, people started to say, hey, we need to take the power back and make sure that we have something that we can do to protect ourselves from what's coming, right? My whole focus here is to make sure that people don't have to experience what's being experienced today. It saddens my heart. It hurts me in every point because I'm definitely a people's person. If anybody's ever talked to me or had conversation with me, that's what I'm here for. You know, I'm trying to help people, but you have to help yourself as well. You have to make the decision to do things so that you can position yourself in a much better place. and then you can help other people because they just don't understand. You know, what's happening today, people didn't understand 5 or 10 years ago. They didn't think it could happen. So I'm having a conversation with you right now because I understand where things are going. And this call, the people that I've met on this call and befriended on this call, the people that I am talking to and texting to, this is a call just to show you that, yes, you made the right decision, right? You did. And because of that decision, you're going to always be in a position to be different from others because you're not going to have to worry about experiencing what other people are experiencing because you made a decision that you were going to do something different to take care of your life and take care of your family and your associates. So what's next? Well, like I said, we do have about 20 weeks. I do want to make some announcements that I'm excited about because another thing that the company did not have to do, we are at 46 cents right now. But right now we're running a special. I don't know how long the special is going to go. I know it's this month, but I don't know how far it's going to go. But they are giving you extra 20% of tokens. So this is really for a couple people. One, for the person that already has put money in, but they're wanting to put more in, this would be a perfect time, right? Lock this in on the wholesale side, you know? Some people say, well, you know, Michael, I'm seeing that the price with the exchange and, you know, the price with what we're selling it at, you know, are similar. Well, you don't have to worry about that now because you're getting additional 20%. So that's like the price going all the way back down to 39 cents, right? So you're getting an opportunity going from 46 back down to 39. Powerful what we have right now. Why are we doing this? Because we want people to win, right? The owner wants people to win. He's a super people's person. I've met him many times now. Also been on the phone with him pretty much every week. He's not the typical CEO, right? He's different. He's a different type of person, and so is the founder. And so their whole thing is that we're going to keep helping people all the way to the end. So this month, you get additional 20%. If you're a person that doesn't have a lot of knowledge about this subject, do something about it, you know? Please be proactive, not reactive. This is going to be a moment where our fiat dollars that we're having right now in our pockets are not going to be there anymore. It's not going to have any value. We can all see the trillions of dollars that we are indebted right now. It's horrific. So what that means is you have to have a plan to say, okay, I see it, but what am I going to do about it? So get your education. And right now it's like $100 off the education. I think it's like $400 for all of it. You can even do $100 to get some of it just to get things going. But take the time to get that knowledge. Get our education so that you're in a position that's different. Don't let this take you by surprise because if you're on this call, it's not a surprise. It's just not heeding the warning, right? So I'm so excited for y'all. I know the tone of this call may be a little bit not on the higher side or excited side that I typically have, but I am worried for so many people out there right now, you know, and I have compassion for the people that are out there right now. And my focus is to spread this as fast as I can, but I'm only one person. Jane and Billy's only one person. Marcus only one person. There's many people on this call that already stepped up. But start talking to your people. Please don't be a secret agent, not on this, because you're seeing the problem and you have the solution. And so if you have the solution, why aren't you helping people with the problem that they're going to experience in the future? And that's just something I can't live with. I got to get this to everybody. Right. So anyway, as I've always said, I love you all dearly. The ones that I do love and that I know specifically, the ones that I don't know, that I haven't even talked to, I love you. And that's why I'm on this call on Saturdays, just to make sure that you get what you need. So, again, kind of let's go into how you can connect with me again, because it's been a little bit of time and it may be more people on this call. Got to make sure that. And then I want to go over after that, any questions that any of you have, definitely open for questions. Okay. My goodness. Yeah. I want to give you the answers if I have it. If I don't have the answer, trust me, I'll get it for you.
Okay, we have about 13 minutes left of our call. So let's go ahead and get going. Let's give us your information again, Michael. And I do have
The information for me, again, is my number is 954-330-3077. Again, 954-330-3077. And what you want to do is you want to text free, okay? Because texting free means that you're connected to this call, okay? And you want to also text your first and last name. You want to text, you know, the packages. I want to go over that really quick. The packages are 100, 500, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000, and then 25,000. And yes, you can do multiple packages and you can upgrade, meaning that you can go from $100 to $500 by just adding another $400. So definitely text the package that you may be interested in. Also your city and state and country, you know, if you can do that as well, because that helps me identify where you are. And then the other side is, you know, email. You can email me the same information by just sending it to okmrandrews@gmail.com. So again, that's okmrandrews@gmail.com. So again, that's okmrandrews@gmail.com. And it's the same thing. Just make sure you put your name in there and your, you know, the amount of the package. You want to also put free, you know, because that identifies that you're coming from this call. And then also, you know, you want to put your username. That can be helpful as well. Username could be letters. It could be numbers, you know, 7 characters, but no special characters. It could be letters or numbers. That would be always good. Some people do all letters. Some people do all numbers. And that will be helpful as well, because that's just going to speed the process up for us. But like I said, very, very excited for everyone that's already joined. You know, again, if you're a person who is wanting to upgrade, you know, and they say, I want to do an upgrade, many, many people have done that already to do upgrades, because they're realizing that we're running out of tokens and that we do have this 20% more tokens you get this month on top of the packages that you're buying. And so definitely we look forward to, you know, helping you get started with that and getting the information, okay?
Okay. All right. That's excellent with all of the information, Michael, as always. All right. So I think we should hear. I know there have been some people that have been trying to contact you over the past few weeks, and we know that you've been very, very busy with family and some traveling. So they need to maybe retext you or email you. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, so retext me, re-email me. I know some people are reaching out on Telegram. I know people are reaching out on WhatsApp. So just redo it, and, you know, I'll definitely get back with you, because right now I'm in a situation that I'm definitely going to be doing that. I'm definitely back to work on this side. So, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and answer a few questions here. One question per person, and if you have a question now, and this is, we don't have time for Zora. We'll have to do that next week, everybody, because we only have 10 minutes left. So all of the calls that hands that get lit up will be for Michael. So let's go ahead and get started. All right. Let's see. If you have questions for Michael, I'm going to go ahead and get started. 321 ending in 1710. Here we go. Hold on a second. Okay. Let's do this. 321 ending in 1710. Hello, is this a call for Michael? Hello.
Hi, this is Sarah Rodriguez from Florida.
Yes. Oh, hi, Sarah. Okay, we have our Michael with you.
Yes. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Sarah. How you doing? Doing better. It's great to hear from you.
Me too. I'm so glad that everything is fine with you. I have a question for you. I'm getting emails. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm getting emails. from the Midland Rock.
Yeah, so Sarah, when you can, just text me, and I'll definitely answer some questions with you directly. I don't want to put personal things out there for you on that. So, yeah, just give me a text, and I'll definitely go over that with you, okay?
Well,
very good.
I text
you, Sarah,
and I send you an email, and I've been having a hard time getting a hold of you.
Yeah, so that's why, as you know, Jane just said, the reason why you haven't been able to is because my wife lost her father, and so we've been in the middle of that. So that's why.
Okay. So I send you an email.
All right, Sarah. So yeah, we'll talk. We'll definitely talk, and I'll make sure that I help you with that. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. Okay. All right. Next caller is 631 ending in 3633. 3633.
Hi, it's Denise. Hi, Jane. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Denise. How you doing? Good.
I'm good. I'll be getting in contact with you, but I have a question.
Sure, go ahead.
I heard that Biden is looking into regulating cryptocurrency. Will that affect...
He's not going to be able to regulate cryptocurrency because there's no way to regulate it.
Right.
So you know, a lot of things. What happens is when you're talking about decentralized, and just kind of to really touch that for you, decentralized was built for the government not to touch it, and it can't be touched by them because the way that the system is set up. So no matter what Biden tries to do or what his desire to do, he's not going to be able to do it because there's only one person that can get into your wallet, and that's you. So anything dealing with people, the only thing that people can try to do is to try to do certain things. But at the end of the day, the government is limited to what the people want. You know, I know a lot of countries, they're kind of, you know, not that way. But, you know, decentralized really is what it is. No matter what a government tries to do, because it's decentralized, they can't touch it. And that's why decentralized currency was made to avoid government and have governments get into your stuff like they're doing right now. So,
All right, Denise.
Thank you.
We only have 5 minutes left, everybody. Thank you, Denise. Our next one is 843 ending in 8176. 8176.
Well, hello, Michael. This is Henry in North Carolina. It's been a long time. How you been?
Fantastic, Henry. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm interested maybe in a token, but I'm going to have to take out one of my levels for Daisy. It's just not performing at all, you know. I don't want to wait till the end of the year, you know. So.
But yeah, so Daisy is, just so you know, Daisy is about to be on the stock market, so that would be a bad mistake on that side. But we're not talking about Daisy right now. So, again, if you have any Daisy questions, you can email me, text me now. I'll be more available because, you know, I'm free at this time, but I'm really not taking any Daisy questions right now. But just to know, on Daisy's side, they are going to be on the stock market this year, and they are doing other tokens. So this, again, if you look at the marketplace we're in right now, everything is low. There's not one thing that's not low. So what that is an indicator is, if everything is low, that means that you shouldn't be looking for something to be high. Okay, that's just... If you're looking at technical analysis, we all know that if you've ever been in technical analysis, if you've ever been in trading at all, there's no way that if everything is low, there's going to be something high a lot of times. The whole market is low because of indecision and all the things that are going with war right now. So that's what's really happening at this time. So, you know, when things go back up, you'll notice that everything is going to start moving back up. So, but anyway, like I said, it's just this IMC right now, but I can effectively answer questions on Daisy at a different time. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Give me a call when you get a chance.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right. Thank you, Henry. All right. Next caller is 780 ending in 2255.
Jane,
2255. Oh, you don't?
No,
great. Okay. Okay. All right. If we are done with questions, I'll try one more. 650 ending in 9187. This is call for Michael. Hello. Hello. Okay. I think we're pretty well set. I do have a question for you, real quick, Michael. All right.
Sure.
So we know what's happening in the banking world. And it doesn't look good. And I think it's important for people to understand, you know, so let's just say I have a couple of $1,000 or $5,000 in the bank right now, right? And I want to be able to conserve it, be able to pay my bills and do all of that stuff. So we should still play with both worlds, right? Because we're not bankrupt.
Yeah, just this really being able to understand how much that you need to have in your account. So give you an example.
Exactly.
You know, you wouldn't want to have, if you had like hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, that would not be something
right.
you want in the bank right now, right?
Right.
You know, you wouldn't want that in the bank. You would want to
no.
have it in a decentralized space, like a digital currency,
yes.
especially G-Point, okay. because it's truly dollar for dollar at that time, and you can have it where it's stable as well. But what you want to do is just
okay.
take it out of the bank, and then you can always, you know, put money back when you have to deal with payments. That would be the way to go. But we do have to liquidate. We do have to become liquid. And that's really what that article
sure.
was saying, is that we need liquidity. You know, it's nothing wrong. Yes, you
yeah.
can have gold, you can have silver, but without liquidity, you can't run to Walmart with a block of gold, right? They're going to say,
correct.
What are we going to do with that, right? So
correct.
You still have to make sure that you still got to make sure that you have things liquidated, and that can
okay.
be going from decentralized currency back to Fiat, you know, and or back
okay.
to your bank account
okay.
through a credit card.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, you definitely still
gotcha.
Have to use the mechanism, you know,
both.
Definitely.
Yes, exactly. Okay. The other question people have come up with is the XRP. They say that the XRP is gold-backed, which is good. And, of course, there are other currencies that are also gold-backed. So what do you think about that particular currency?
Right now,
XRP,
if you kind of look at currency,
mm-hmm.
yeah, right now,
right.
if you look at currency for what it really is, as I've told
mm-hmm.
many people on this call, having something gold-backed doesn't mean that the token or the coin is going to stable or have stableness in it or go up or be protected. And what I mean by that is, as you can see, gold's value goes up and down, just like silver's value
correct.
Goes up and down. So at any given time, if you have your token or coin backed by gold or silver, then that means that you're going to have to deal with the fluctuation of gold and silver. Digital currency was really built to actually be able to do transactions without it being backed. And that's why Bitcoin still to this day is the most expensive token in the world, and it's backed by nothing. Technology right now is where all the money is going, okay? So the technology is where the money is. So when people come to me and says,
mm-hmm.
hey, you know, it's everything that you bought. Do you want it? No, I mean, I'll have some funds in things that are backed by gold and silver. But that's not going to be my bigger plays, because if I want my token to go up because of what's going on in the market, right, because people have a desire, for instance, our IMC token, just to give you an example, the IMC token is going to go up in value because of usage, right? Anything
mm-hmm.
that needs to be used at a high level becomes more expensive. Prime example, you know, when COVID came out, what became the most important things for people? Water went up in value. Tissue went up in value.
Right.
Any hand sanitizers
yeah.
went up in value. So right now, anything that's highly desired is going to be what's going to go up in value. It doesn't have to do anything with silver, anything with gold. None of those were backed by gold or silver, but it went up in price, right? We saw that.
Mm-hmm.
We saw tissue go up
mm-hmm.
in price. We saw water go up in price. It wasn't backed by gold. It was backed by usage. So right now, our
mm-hmm.
IMC token is going to go up because people want liquidity, right? They want to be able
mm-hmm.
to use their currency, and they don't want to put it in
mm-hmm.
the bank account. They want something that they
mm-hmm.
can use it in everyday life. So right now,
mm-hmm.
those
okay.
people, unfortunately, that were in Ukraine, Russia, and Canada that
mm-hmm.
got affected wouldn't have been affected because our token is usable. So the thing that's
mm-hmm.
most important
mm-hmm.
when you're purchasing anything is usability mm-hmm. today, because we only have 300 million tokens. That's it. It's not mineable.
Mm-hmm.
It's just 300 mm-hmm. million tokens. We have the Picasso of all tokens right now, which means that as this goes up in value, it's usable and people are going to want it more than any other token on the planet, because they can use it for their food. They can use it for shelter. Mm-hmm. They can use it for whatever purchases, taking care of their business, their employees. They can use it for anything.
Okay.
That's the most important thing over everything. And that's what people are going to start to notice year after year. But nothing against any token or coin. I'm just letting people mm-hmm. know what's the most important tokens out there right now. Okay. And it's always going to be the ones you can use. Just know that that's going to be the ones that are going to be big. So XRP is another token, but it's going to move just like Bitcoin, because when Bitcoin moves, it moves. When, you know, so I always look at tokens, what moves it, right? What's really moving that token? And I don't want to be moved just by Bitcoin, okay, and what it does every day. I want to be moved by what the token's usability is. And right now, XRP is something that will be moved by Bitcoin. It's just the way it is. Even though it may be backed by gold or silver, it's still going to be moved by what Bitcoin does.
By the economy, right. Okay. So lastly, and thank you so much for your information. Zaria, I know you're there. I'm going to turn your – I would like another feedback from your father regarding our IMC and the digital currency, just generally speaking. Zaria?
Well, the IMC is still a very viable coin to use because of its usability of it.
So
if you can afford it, get it.
Go ahead and get it. Okay. And what does Zora say also in, and I know we're not talking about Daisy, but I want to talk about Daisy. This is our call. How does he see Daisy to be for all of us that have invested so far in it?
Well, we're also going to get profit from that too, because it's going on the stock exchange.
Okay. All right. I think that's it. Michael, do you have anything else to add?
No, I'm just, like I said, I'm just grateful, you know, like for all the people mm-hmm. on the call and so many awesome people. Grateful for you. Grateful for Billy and Zora.
Okay.
Zora, I mean, just excited to work with everyone. And I just look forward to 3 to 5 years from now when we're looking at these calls and people are going back to these calls and are saying, wow, how far in advance were we at that time? And the same thing with Bitcoin.
Right.
People said the same thing to me. They're like, my goodness, Michael, look at where we are today compared to when we
mm-hmm.
started in 2009. Look at the numbers.
Exactly.
Staggering. And we're going to have that same feel here. So I'm excited for everybody. And it's just all about patience. And this is the last thing I really want to say. Everyone that's on this call, please discipline your disappointments. This is never going to be a what we call a lottery situation. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. This is real money we're dealing with here. And this is something that if you stay the course, you will be looking. We will be talking later in the future about how well we did because we took action. And that's just happened to me over and over again. So that's really all I wanted to say to everybody, but truly excited for everybody at this time.
Absolutely. Yes. So it's always about patience. It's also about, you know, that the trust in what we are doing. You know, we have been encouraged by Zora and many others, and Michael especially, that this is the path. He's been doing this for years and years. So, again, you know, we all understand what's happening with the fiat. You know, whatever you can do, start putting some monies into something digital, just like this utility coin, which is very, very usable. So it's all about balance. It's all about understanding how some of the stuff works. And, of course, that's why we have Michael. So thank you again so much, Michael, for just your being here and helping us through these tough times. And, again, for as little as 100, help those who are having difficulties and do a three-way with Michael. And let's get everybody else at least to be able to help themselves, you know, in this near future that so many people are really struggling with. Okay, much love to everyone, And we shall see you all next week. I don't know which day it will be for Azora and Q-Call, but much love. Stay balanced. Keep your frequencies high. And remember that the frequencies right now in the cosmos is really streaming very, very diligently and very steady to help us to make the right decisions. Go within, meditate, go out in nature, feel better about what is going to be happening, what is happening now, because everything that is happening now is always for the good, and the good always wins. The light always wins. So with that, good day, and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. And I think Zora is going to do the same thing with us now. Zora, shall we do a little 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 for everyone? Or Zoraya?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
Beautiful. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we all receive. As the gods and gods and goddesses that we are completely healed and filled with love and light and abundance. So be it. See you all next week, everyone. Have a great day.